and BZ, Sophie and Mike, feet for a ride. The people want to know, is the mic still on? I'm saying.
Thank you for listening to a new episode of the Is the Mic Still On podcast. My name is Kenneth Bienz. Joining me on the show, we got BZ 430.
What up, though?
Mike C-Town.
Yo.
I guess people coming. We don't know
yet. Not here 4:30.
Yeah, not here 4:30. And Rod and Sophie are out this week, but sitting in for them, we got Huey.
Yo, what's up? I got a mic.
And Ken Ramil, both from the Low Mid Podcast.
What's going on, y'all?
So, if you guys like what you hear, and even if you don't like what you hear, please share the show and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. If you want to support the show, you can do so at Patreon. Shout out to all the new patrons. It can be found at patreon.com/isthemicstillon or click the link in the description. For those of you that are new to the show, Is the Mic Still On is composed of the following parts. We open up the show with a recommendation from one of our panelists, and then we do a facts only. We go around and talk about topics of the week. Close out with comment commentary and pass the mic segment where we answer your questions. A lot of good feedback from the mailbag.
The mailbag,
yeah. And a lot of comments on the episode about Trump catching the Rona. That was I still have to go through all of them. But anyway, let's open it up with the recommendations. So, B, you got something?
Yeah, topic.
We ain't gonna do
no. Just a recommendation of anything that thought was dope this week. If not, I can pass it to Mike or one of the guests.
Well, this week was dope. I played Among Us. It's been a game that's been freaking going crazy worldwide, and I finally played it with the Dead End Gaming crew. Make sure y'all check us out on Twitch every Tuesday. It's podcast on Fridays wherever you get your podcasts. That was dope. I played Among Us, and that shit was fun as hell. So, yeah, that's the recommendation. If you in a game and if you want to play something, it's a very simple concept game. You can play it on your phone. You can play it on your laptop, MacBook, whatever. It's really dope. It's not on the consoles yet, but it's just you can play it free on your phones and Googles and all that stuff. So, yeah, that's dope.
So, okay. So, for people that are casual or mobile or just into gaming, check out Among Us. I downloaded that game.
You did?
Actually, yeah. My kids made me download it. Miles, I should say, made me download
Shout out to Miles, boy.
Yeah.
Gotta love him.
Yeah. He'll trip. That was a true story I tweeted, too.
I believe it. I believe it. That's why I was like, Miles. Miles.
Yeah, so for those of you that may not have seen the tweet, we were out, where were we at? Ingles, I believe, picking up some groceries, and he was like, "Dad, buy me GTA, Grand Theft Auto 4. And I'm like, "No, he said there's too much cussing and killing." Now Miles cussed already, but he said there's too much. I said there's too much cussing and killing, and he said I like killing people, and I'm like,
"Oh Jesus,
you're not going back over to B House anymore," because that's the recurring theme on the show is B loves like shooting and killing people and all the bloods and gore. So I'm like, what in the hell kind of monster am I raising?
Yeah, dude. you are not a good role model at all.
And he always asks him to go back over there.
I'm sure he is.
Yep. I'm like, man, nah, no.
He probably got hoes over there, got fucking, got weed on the side, and he's just talking about shooting
human bricks. Miles will come through anytime.
That's but terrible.
Yeah. I love it. Huh? No, I love it because he's like Bam Bam from Flintstones. This dude just reckless, man.
Yeah,
Miles is reckless. Rough. I love it.
I love doing hood rat things with my friends.
Yep.
So I'll be playing it at some point as well. And that was the game, Huey. You were telling him about too, right?
Yeah.
Cool. Have y'all played it?
I've played it. Nemo doesn't want to play it, and Ramil has not played it yet. But we want to play. We were thinking about. I was talking to BZ about maybe us getting in on the next time they play.
Yep.
So it might be a low mid crossover.
Dope. Cool. Well, if you guys are not familiar, just check out Dead End Gaming, man. They're on Twitch. They stream live every Tuesday. Go ahead and give the people the details, B.
Yeah, we stream live every Tuesday, 7:30 to like 9. And then we record the podcast while we're streaming. Then whatever you get your podcast at, we go live on Friday. So make sure you check us out. We also stream individually, like my Twitch Twitch.tv/BZ430. Twitch.tv/GrandadWilly. Twitch.tv/MeMug11. So we pretty much the active guys that use our personal Twitches a lot that always stream games. So check us out.
Yeah, it's a hilarious, very informative show about the gaming space discussed with black people. So you get a combination of everything. So yeah, anyway, moving on. Let's jump into some facts only. And then there's a fun fact, which I'll read. First, I'll start with that. Keheji22 wrote, fun fact, the U.S. has the second most Spanish speakers in the world, right behind Mexico, with about 6 million people speaking it as a second language and about 44 million native speakers. Number one is Mexico with 112 million, USA with 50 million, and Spain with 46 million. But the numbers vary depending on the source you read. So that was interesting.
Yeah,
that was,
yesterday I saw, I never seen a completely Spanish billboard in Georgia before. I've only seen that like out west. So it's interesting to see.
That's not surprising at all, though.
Mm-mm. You don't go up the Beaufort Highway ever?
Well, I just started driving.
Yeah,
you started driving.
That's a good point. Yeah, they got that whole area.
That's my old stomping grounds. You'll see plenty of Spanish billboards out there. They have whole Spanish malls out there.
Oh wow,
I love it out there, man. It's cool as shit.
Yeah,
even if that sounds kind of racially insensitive, but it's just like they're always just so fucking happy.
Yeah.
I just love going to that area. Everybody's just so fucking happy.
Yeah.
Just happy to be alive.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then you come back down to the city and just like everybody just grumpy. Like, damn.
Why are you speaking to me? Why are you looking at me, son?
Why are you looking at me, son? What do you mean, what's up? Ain't shit up. God's up. You want to meet him?
Right.
You want to meet him? All right, bro. Chill. I was just saying, you know, I was just hoping everything's okay with you.
I was just speaking.
Someone told you it wasn't okay?
Right.
All right.
I'll be about my business, man.
I'm going to go back up here and get my K-Pasas on, bro. Right. I throw the K-Pasas. I get the K-Pasa back. Everything's good, you know what I mean?
He also added another one, which is a correction about the Chinese thing. So he says, correction about the Chinese-speaking thing. Mandarin is one of the many dialects of Chinese spoken in China, and some are so distinct that they are considered their own language. Mandarin is just used as the lingua franca amongst the population, just how English is used here in America. For example, there's Mandarin Chinese, Cantonese, Shanghainese, Shaoxia dialect, and so much more. Hope this helps. What is that? I used to know how to say it, but it's S-U-Z-H-O-U. For those of you that that do know how to pronounce that word better than I can.
Nope. I don't know, bro.
But yeah. So, yep, that's our facts only. But yeah, when I pulled up my Duolingo app, yeah, it just had Chinese. So it didn't break it down into different types. Yeah.
So. I just got this. I have Duolingo on there too, but it's just too much work. So I just got this translate app. You got this?
Needed that.
Mm-mm, I don't have that.
Oh man, this shit is dope, man. Like, check this out. Hello, sir. Fine day today. Then you hit play.
Hola, señor. Hoy es un buen día.
What?
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
This shit's dope, right?
It's called Translate, right?
It's just called Translate. Because I was just, I do want to learn Spanish.
Yeah.
But I kept saying, I was like, man, because I went to Costa Rica some years back and I couldn't say shit to nobody.
So I'm assuming it does it the other way too. Like if they talk back into the phone, you can just translate.
Yeah. So like you can click it and then you just hit whatever language you want on here. But yeah, man, I think it's tight, man. So
how would this actually work? So would you try to repeat what they're saying, or would you just play it?
I would just play it.
You would just play it and have,
Yeah, I would just play it. Hmm. But I'm trying to switch it over to Spanish, and it's not working, so maybe that might be a...
That's actually, especially if you're in
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's close.
But the only thing is it... Yeah, I'm about to fuck with it a little bit more, but...
That's cool though.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, cool. It is.
Especially if y'all both have the app, that make it a lot easier.
Yeah, that would be fire.
It's like two robots talking. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So that's our facts only plus a bonus recommendation there for those of you out there related to the conversation we had about learning English is in, and of course the facts only a fun fact we had. So let's jump into some topics. 4:30.
You always come to me.
Mine's gonna be fast. Mine's gonna be quick.
No, I mean, I'm not even gonna say it no more. I'm not even gonna throw it out no more. If it's quick, then it's quick. But if not, so y'all familiar with the Wolverine Watchmen? Have y'all heard of the Wolverine Watchmen?
The Wolverine Watchmen?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, no. Yeah.
You heard about it? So
what does that mean?
So apparently, the Wolverine Watchmen, it's six of them in the group. They plotted to kidnap the Michigan governor.
Oh, I saw that. I didn't know they had a name.
Yeah, that was their name. Yeah, Wolverine Watchmen.
The Wolverine.
Yeah, because Michigan Watchmen is considered the Wolverine state. So
Okay. Makes
and
sense.
They're like the Watchmen.
Yeah, the Wolverine Watchmen. It's six of them. I'm going to give you a name.
Sounds like the most racist group ever.
Man, damn. I just made that connection, B. Yeah. I don't know why. Who they are. Just, but like the Michigan Wolverines.
Yeah, Michigan. Yeah, Wolverine state. Michigan is considered the Wolverine state. So
I was thinking about Wolverine.
So was I. I was thinking Wolverine and the Watchmen.
Me
like
too.
Wolverine,
I was thinking,
yeah, like the entertainment.
I was thinking comics.
Yeah. I was thinking the movies.
So yeah, they was plotting to kidnap and possibly, I mean, you know, I don't know the exact details of them possibly trying to kill the governor.
Ain't no possible.
But the defendants, Adam Fox, Barry Croft, Ty Gerben, Caleb Franks, Daniel Harris, and Brandon Sarta.
So these aren't white people then?
Yep. They're all white people.
Ty? Ty? Ty is white?
Ty Gerben, yes.
Ty ain't no white name.
T-Y.
I ain't never met a white Ty.
There's a football player, Ty Detmer. He played in the NFL.
Typically, whenever I see Ty, I'm thinking it's either Tyrese, Tyrone, and he just going by Ty.
Not Tyler.
It's probably short for like Tyler.
Tyler.
Yeah.
Okay.
And pretty much, yeah, they've been kind of plotting this since July, June, July. Because I don't know if y'all remember up in Lansing when they was protesting because the governor was having to shut down, you know, orders and stuff like that. So they coming up there with their guns and you know, F the government, we don't got to take this. We don't got to take all this. So, yeah, since July, they've been having these meetings of trying to kidnap her.
The terrorist?
Yeah, the terrorist, pretty much. Yeah, the terrorist.
I'm about to say,
Pretty much. And one, because they had an informant that they were talking to. That, of course, they didn't know that he was he had got the translation of them having a meeting. He said, with a defendant allegedly saying, snatch and grab, man. Grab that fucking governor. Just grab the bitch. And because at that, we can do that, dude. It's over. Once we do that, it's over. So, yeah, they was plotting on some other. And it's still ongoing investigation because they finding more and more stuff. I think it's more people that's tied into the Wolverine Watchmen more than just the six that I named. So yeah, stuff is still unfolding right now as we speak.
But. So they never, how far did they get? They just got to the meeting and somebody snitched.
Cause they had an informant.
It was thwarted already.
Yeah, it was an informant. An informant kept, you know, giving his information to the FBI and then the FBI took them down or whatever. So yeah, man, like
just go
this,
grab the bitch.
It just make me think about, and then, you know, of course they go back to when Trump said liberate Michigan and that was around the same time and all that was happening and stuff, man. Them guys just feel like they can just take matters on. They was planning on attacking the state patrols, Michigan state patrols, like everything, man. It was crazy, man. It's like, I don't know what the heck.
And so I would assume
strap up. All I gotta say is strap up. That's all I gotta say. Strap up. Get the strap. What was you about to say, Romeo?
I would assume these guys are probably Trump supporters, right? Is that fair to make an assumption?
I mean,
say they are, right? And like the other day, in our chat, Nemo had told us that the Trump supporters were planning to riot if he loses.
And I mean, yeah, that's
they
been
were
going
planning
on.
To just shoot. So it sounds like they're just a part of that whole thing, possibly.
Probably so.
Just because of their motive, just to try to, you know what I'm saying, kill the governor or like kidnap him. We can only assume they would kill him. They would try to kill him.
Her.
Mm-hmm. Her.
Her,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's her, yeah. It's a governor for Michigan is a female.
So how do we know their name? Did they release this?
Yeah, the FBI.
I mean, no. I mean, like, their group name. Did the Wolverine Watchmen tell people, like, we're the Wolverine Watchmen?
Oh, I mean, I guess that's based on the FBI reports and when the informant.
Yeah, just doing information,
you know,
information.
But what's the point of naming your group if you're a secret group?
Because I think what they're probably, they were classified as a militia.
Right.
So I think Wolverine Watchmen may have been the name of the militia group.
But not necessarily these six people. You never know, right?
I don't know, because if the Wolverine Watchmen militia is bigger than six people, then yeah, you might be right. But if it's only those six people, then you know, yeah, what would be the point? But I mean, you know, you got to brand everything nowadays. You just, you know, you want to get credit for your actions. But I'm just so confused, though. Like, and I haven't had a chance to really read or listen to any of the details, but it's just such, like, how often does something like this occur? It doesn't seem like a plot to kidnap and kill a governor happens often.
It's a white woman or black woman.
That's been disclosed publicly.
White woman.
Right?
White woman.
Okay. It's just, why her and why do they want to just kidnap and kill her? What is the reasoning?
Yeah, I was going to ask that too. Did they give?
Well, they just, you know, because of the whole restriction shit, the pandemic stuff, they just was mad about that. They felt like, she's keeping her up against our will.
Against the pandemic?
Yeah, because of the pandemic, yeah.
But kidnapping her, what was their end goal? Were they going to kidnap her and then say, we'll give her back if you lift the restrictions?
I don't know about the details of that one, because I'm still reading stuff, because it was stuff that she was saying I was trying to find that her and Trump was going back and forth about. It was
because Trump was calling her a terrible person after all of this happened. Trump is on Twitter talking about how awful of a person she is. It's like she just got kidnapped, or she had a kidnap plan, and instead of you talking about this group, you're attacking her.
Attacking her, yeah.
He always does that, though.
Yeah.
He
agrees with the motherfuckers to a degree.
He's always like, the other side, there's good people on the other side and shit like that. And not talking about the direct issue. That's really weird.
Yeah, man.
He's really racist, which is what he is.
Yeah, man.
It's damn, they got 13 people now.
Yeah, but I said, I know it's more people. It's more people now since.
You mean they've arrested 13 people?
13 charged in the plot. This on CNN.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Damn,
so I know it's more people. Other people connected to them.
Yeah, it's more people. Okay. It's more, like I said, stuff is still unfolding right now as we speak. Okay. So, gotcha, I mean, nothing is final. I just thought when I saw that, of course, I think my dad had showed me, and then a couple of my best friends had talked about it, and I was just like, yo, that's fucking crazy. Like, who will plot to kill and blow up her vacation home and stuff like that? Like, they was plotting
Jesus
to.
What the?
Yeah.
What?
Man, it was crazy, man. It's some wild times we're in, man. These folks out here, they just acting reckless.
If you want to blow up my house, me living in a van might not change that.
Dude.
Yeah, that's the, I mean, I need to read more of this story. I saw it pop up, but honestly, I've just been sick of reading news stories.
Yeah.
So I just didn't feel like listening to or reading it, but I need to know details. Like, what was their purpose? Because the thing about it is, if they were just in a room talking, like, what made the FBI think it was so serious that this was actually a legitimate threat?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, we could be sitting here, right, and having even on the podcast, and just be like, yeah, you know, we should kidnap Keisha Lance Bottoms. But I don't think the FBI would come to my door just because I said that.
You're right.
So it's like, what about this?
I think whatever that informant, whatever stuff he was getting, maybe could have led to that. I don't know what it was.
Maybe because there's more people involved,
too. Well, that was like, okay, yeah, these guys are serious. Or, yeah, like, let's go ahead and knock on their doors and raid their place and get all these weapons and stuff that they was finding and everything. So whatever that informant was getting that was directly, you know, handling with them, it must have been something to where he was like, all right, red flag.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
At first, we thought it was nothing, but now I'm deep into it, and I'm seeing what's going on.
And you know these guys are serious.
We know these guys are serious. Let's go ahead and...
Interesting.
Because to get to the point where they put an FBI agent in there...
They have to already think it's serious.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. So...
Yeah.
I just don't know exactly what was that click. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, what was it that was like, oh, okay, now let's take them down. Like... What was I saying? Go ahead.
Well, I was just thinking what's interesting about this is, you know, when we were talking about how cops will infiltrate, you know, grassroots groups and activist groups, and people were just like, oh, you guys are being paranoid. And when I used to do, you know, animal rights protests, we could always spot like, oh, that guy's definitely an undercover cop because he's he's dressed like a dad trying to dress like a cool kid.
Yeah.
So it's like, no, we're not stupid. Like, nobody dresses like that. You're dressed like a Russian, you're dressed like a Russian sniper.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The awareness on y'all part too.
Well, it's just obvious. Like, this dude is clearly 10 years older than the rest of us. You know, we're all sitting up here in size 56 jeans and big baggy band shirts and wallet chains.
You just stick out like a sore thumb, basically.
Yeah, and this dude shows up dressed like fucking Arnold in the first Terminator. It's like, what are you doing, dude?
Yeah.
And then he's not talking to anybody and he's wearing a fucking bandana mask over his face. It's like,
what
You look ridiculous.
Yeah.
So when you go and you watch that video of that cop that was quote unquote undercover that was bashing the windows, mm-hmm. I'm sure y'all with the umbrella and all that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, we're not dumb. Like, who's doing the research for you motherfuckers? Are y'all using fucking microfiche?
Right.
Like, there's Google now, dude. Like, you can tell, like, you can find out what we look like.
Yeah. Right.
So the fact that there's an FBI agent that was infiltrating this group, I just guarantee there are FBI agents and cops that are infiltrating all of these groups. Peaceful groups, all of them.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, it's good and bad, but, cause I mean, when we would do protests, it was always annoying because there were times when we would show up, and we were peaceful protesters for the most part.
Yeah.
We would show up and there'd already be like riot gear cops there. Mm. And for like a few months, we'd be like, well, how the fuck do they keep finding out? Like, who's telling?
Yeah.
Terminator.
Yeah, yeah. Terminator's
telling.
Terminator.
You know? So he would come over and be like, hey, what's up, guys? Like, get the fuck out of here, dad.
Yeah.
No one's talking to you. Fuck off. You know, why are you guys being mean? Fuck off, officer. You know? But yeah, it's just interesting they've already infiltrated this group because this seems like a fairly new thing.
Yeah.
With this particular group of militia.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So was the you said it was a governor?
Yeah, the governor. Yeah.
Is she a Democrat?
Yeah. Well, yeah, she's pretty. I mean, yeah, that's the side.
What do you mean, is she a Democrat or not?
She is. She is. I mean, yeah, she is.
What does that mean?
Yeah, she is. She is. She's Democrat.
Allegedly.
Right. Yeah. Like.
Got it.
There's somebody on Twitter that says one of the people that was in the group called Trump a tyrant, enemy too. They're saying that, of course, to say that.
Yeah, of course.
You know, to disassociate Trump from this whole thing or the militia.
Oh, yeah.
And then the fact that Bill Barr says that he was unaware of it, even though he runs the FBI, which is weird. Yeah.
He said he's unaware of what?
Wait, huh?
Bill Barr insists he was unaware of the violent terrorist threats against Michigan's Democratic government. There's your clear answer. As the FBI was unraveling the kidnap plot. And he also testified under oath in July that he had no information regarding any threats to the Michigan governor. And the conspiracy began in early 2020. It was being monitored by an FBI informant by June. So that's a lot of lies and misinformation going on.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
See, that doesn't make any sense.
It really doesn't.
How are you running the FBI and you don't know about a violent plot that your agents
your informant sent in?
And the thing is, why would he lie about this?
Maybe
in cahoots.
Well, see, so that complicates things.
That
wouldn't
make any sense.
If you lied about it, you would lie because you don't want the people in the militia to get wind that there's an active investigation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then how do you come out now that it's been thwarted and say you didn't have any knowledge about it? Now would be a good time to say, we knew about it, but here are the reasons why I didn't say anything back in July.
Yeah.
So,
that's weird.
That's what I would say if I was him, but you know, we all know he works for Trump anyway, so.
Yeah, that's weird.
Well, good luck to her, man. I hope she increased her security.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did. She definitely did, man, because. Folks out here, crazy, dude.
That's crazy.
But I hope some more details come out about this.
Like I said, stuff is still unraveling, man. So
see, she need to call fucking Trick. She wouldn't have to worry about none of this shit.
Right?
She must not have checked in.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? You've been governor for how long and you ain't checked in with Trick?
She the one that got fucking, they gave her Cartiers and shit, called her Big Gretch and shit and everything.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Huh? Yeah, they gave her Cartier.
Who's
Cartiers?
They?
Detroiters, Michiganers, you know, they gave her, they gifted her Cartiers and called her Big Gretch. You can look it up. Yeah.
Big Gretch?
Because, you know, of course, when, you know, white folks was all against the whole stay in place, you know, she, you know, everybody was like, good, you looking out for the state of Michigan, keeping everybody safe and everything. So we're going to call you Big Gretch and
that's cool.
Send her some Cartiers.
Big Gretchen, man.
Yep.
Do you like her? As a governor, do you not really pay attention?
I haven't really paid attention to her that much. I remember when she got elected, a lot of people were, you know, people were very happy that she got elected. Mm-hmm. So I guess that they was happy that they got the person in because it was some dipshit that was trying to run. I'm glad he didn't get it. But, she seemed to be cool so far. I mean, I don't know too much details about her that much because I don't live in that state right now. But,
Do they have debates like regular debate? Like, I don't know why. I just pictured Detroit debates just being different. Like she just comes out and she's like, everybody in the 313, if you want to vote for me, then, you know.
They have regular debates.
I don't know. Yeah. They have regular debates.
Yeah, they have debates.
They don't ever get wild. Like nobody's. I mean, that's the motherfucker I would fucking vote for. If a motherfucker came out and started freestyling,
that'd be fun. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that would vote for him.
It's like, yo, now say something else you want to, like, what did M say? Yes. Now find something else you want to say about me. You know what I mean? And Clarence lives in the house of real nice parents. You know?
It's a bunch of gibberish.
See, that would be some tight shit.
Oh, shit.
All of her answers are a freestyle.
Yes! You got my vote. That's where Kamala fucked up.
That's a funny idea. That's a funny idea.
Say what?
No, I just say it's regular debates, Mike. They have regular debates there. Okay. Nothing's too crazy.
y'all missing out, man. That could be the hottest shit ever.
Yeah.
Turn your debates into 8 Mile.
For real. For real. Yo,
I'm saying, cause like your opponent wouldn't know what to fucking do.
Right. They'd be like, that's a funny idea, bro.
Like the way Trump totally flustered Biden.
Right.
Can you imagine if they were just like, you know what I'm saying? We're talking about the bill, not the spill. You know what I'm saying? Like,
if he just went off on his ass?
Yeah, I'm saying.
If you don't think I win, I will.
Just really went in. If you really want me to go, I will. I will go in, Bill.
Right.
What else you got? What's the deal?
And I'll sign the bill.
I'll find the deal. You know what I'm saying? You'd be like, oh, shit. Especially if the moderator was like, oh!
Now that was tight.
Yeah. Now that was a bar.
You just got somebody from the Senate in the middle, like,
because they don't be answering the questions anyway.
Exactly.
Might as well just go on.
Also, freestyle.
Huey, you have anything you want to discuss, man?
So yesterday, I watched a movie called The Lobster. I don't know if any of you have seen it.
The Lobster?
Yeah.
With what's his face?
Colin Farrell.
Colin Farrell. Yeah, it's a pretty.
I've never seen it.
Weird movie. Mm-hmm. It's kind of out there, but it's like a lot along the lines of stuff that I like to watch here and there. So I was just going to ask, like, you guys, what's the weirdest movie that you've ever seen that people may not know about?
Mm.
Or what would make it the weirdest movie?
Ooh. Oh, my gosh. What's the name of it? The weirdest, most disturbing?
Those are kind of along the same lines in the question.
I'm going to do some research real quick. That was a loaded question, homie.
Go ahead, B.
The movie off the top of my head I can think of is maybe The Green Inferno, maybe. I don't know.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just.
Oh, why am I being a dick? I'm sorry. Go ahead and finish. I'm sorry.
What do you mean you're being a dick?
I shouldn't have interrupted you. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just saying that's just the first movie. I mean, I wouldn't even say it disturbed me, but maybe I was just like, yo, this shit is a sick. This movie's sick as fuck.
What's it about?
These, like, college kids, I think, or like a film crew. It's been a while since I've seen it. A film, like, these students or whatever go to this island.
Cannibals.
Huh?
Of cannibals.
Yeah, okay. I don't know if cannibals. Yeah, I don't really remember it that much. I just remember watching that shit like, God damn. Like, every time somebody was just dying, I was just like, yo, this shit is fucking sick. But I wanted to say it like, oh, man, this is disturbing me. Like, I don't know. I've never watched a movie where I just felt like
disturbed.
Yeah, like, just unless like, Mike, I agree with him on this. I don't like rape scenes or whatever. Mm. So,
yeah.
What's that? I think it was a movie. The Last House on the Left had like a...
Yeah, there's like 10 rape scenes.
Yeah, it was like rape scene after rape scene after rape scene. So that might be a movie that I felt disturbed watching.
Right.
But yeah, I can't really think of none either. That just
made me. I'm sorry. I got to say.
No, you're good. Go
Green
ahead.
Inferno is easily one of the worst films I've ever seen in my entire fucking existence. It's a complete
I never
rip-off.
Said it was a good
film. No, I know you didn't. I know you didn't. That's why I said, why am I being a dick? Because it's not like you were saying, this movie's amazing.
Yeah, no. Oh,
it was just
no.
that 2014 mic came out for a minute. I had to reel him back in.
I got you.
It's a complete rip-off. I'm not sure if you've seen Cannibal Holocaust.
Wow. You told me about it, but I haven't.
Cannibal Holocaust is one of the original, like, first kind of found footage films.
Mm-hmm.
Green Inferno, which was an Eli Roth film. I can't remember if he produced it, directed it, or if he just put his name.
Yeah, his name was on. Yeah,
his name was on it in some capacity. It is fucking terrible. It's fucking absolute trash. I watched it, and I was so excited to see it, and I was pissed.
Yeah.
When that dude shit himself, I was like, I'm done with this.
Because,
like,
the only reason why I saw that movie, well, I think because of Eli's, because he did Hostel, right?
He did Hostel.
Yeah, so that when I saw that, I was like, okay, this, like, let me check it out. And I was just like, yo, this shit is whack, but the killings on there was fucking crazy.
Yeah,
but,
when they chopped up the chubby brother man, I was like, okay, well, that's a cool scene.
Yeah.
But why did they have to make him shit himself? Ooh, I doo-dooed. Ooh, I'm so scared, I doo-dooed. What? Are you serious?
Oh,
what are
shit.
We doing right? I was yeah. so aggravated watching that fucking movie.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, if you want to see a real good cannibal movie, just watch Cannibal Holocaust, because yeah, Green yeah. Inferno is a total ripoff.
You're talking about that plenty of times. I'm going to check it out. But then you said found footage movie, though?
It is a found footage, but it's one of the that's original ones.
Yeah.
Like one of the very first like horror found footage films.
Okay.
But it's done really well. It's done really well. Like the actual practical effects are spot on.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of something that I could say that would be the weird. I watch a lot of weird shit, but nothing really is just like, this is too weird for me.
Yeah.
But if I want to go, you know, disturbing route, I mean, one of the most disturbing films I've seen, and it's cliche as fuck, but it's still Serbian film. It's basically about this retired porn star guy, male porn star, who wants to, you know, he's kind of like resurrecting his career.
Mm.
And these people are just like, we want to bring you and you know, make this film that's going to be just, it's going to take porn to a whole new level. And it ends up where like there's babies involved.
Uh-oh.
There's children involved.
Oh, God.
I feel like you told us about this.
I have.
Before. Yeah.
Because I try to get people to watch it. Like, yeah. Nah.
I remember one of them trips to Florida State. I think I remember you talking about this movie.
It's one of those things where it's like, art is not really imitating life, but it's one of those things where it's like, okay, if I hear about these things happening in real life, I'd be like, okay, whoa, that's gross. That's disgusting and disturbing.
Yeah.
Like for some reason I'm seeing it in
the
movie
of the,
in the context of this weird film yeah, it's like yeah. God, that's fucked up.
Yeah,
like you're getting a blowjob from a severed head, like there's just fucked up shit in this movie. And for a while it was banned, you know, for a long time. There was no way to get like the unrated version. I have it now, but there's no way to get the unrated version. There's just a lot of really fucked up shit in this movie, and I can't tell you how it ends, but the ending, I seriously was like, are y'all serious? Y'all filmed this?
Wow.
You filmed this and released this to people. And then scumbags like me are just like, yeah. You know, I was like, what the fuck? But yeah, that one, one's up there.
Who's the director of that movie?
Oh, I don't even remember. You know. It's nobody that I'd ever heard of.
Yeah.
You know, I think this might have been his only film. I don't know. Wow. They might have put his ass in jail.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
But it's pretty. That and Martyrs probably are some of the top as far as like, really?
Yeah.
But yeah. It's good though. If that sounds, you know, if that sounds appealing to you, you know, blowjobs from severed heads, if that sounds like a cool time,
cool concept, yeah.
A cool weekend,
a good right. Saturday.
You know, yeah, right.
What about anything for you, Cam?
I've been thinking, looking, and I know I've seen some. I just can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Because I just would randomly just watch anything at any given moment, just because. But I mean, sorry to bother you. I would say it's pretty weird.
That's a good one.
You know, especially towards the end, when them motherfuckers was running around like that. So, you know, that's a more modern movie that's weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's out there. It was something else on Netflix that I watched. That was pretty weird. I can't think of the name. What about you, Ramil?
I've been over here trying to think too. It's this film that I first thought of that I had to watch when I was in film theory, and I can't get the name of it, but. The concept was, it was like a French, I think it was a French documentary from like, I want to say the 60s or 70s, I want to say. And like the concept was like, I think there were like these alien looking things that people could like morph into or something, or that were like if you get hit with this thing that they shoot, you'll turn into, like part of your body would turn into this. Like it was something like that. And I had to watch it for film theory. But I can't remember the name of it. It was like, I think it was either a French or Italian documentary.
That sounds like lame.
Or something like that.
He said
but it was like, it was like a, it was like, a documentary slash a narrative movie, like kind of in one. It was like really weird.
They shot you with what and what happened?
I don't really remember. That's what I'm saying. All I know is that it was like
a discount Body Snatchers.
Yeah, I don't know. But the point of like we had to like watch it was like we were like film theory was like a very like hard class, like as far as like philosophy was concerned. Mm. So we had to like take the metaphors of this film and apply it to like the theories in the book.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember like the gaze of the man like in film was like a part of like this, and like part of the movie was like it had like a lot of objectification of women's bodies, and I think like whatever the alien looking things was like a representation of like whatever. It was some weird
watching the fucking John Carpenter's scene. That's what you was watching. He watched
it
a thing.
We watched It's Alive.
Or It's Alive.
Yeah, I don't know what it
wait
was.
Wait a minute. How was it a documentary, though?
Yeah.
Right. Wait,
that's not a documentary.
There's no way, because that's not real.
Yeah. Usually documentaries are...
Like, when you say documentary,
no,
what do you
mean? I know, yeah. Like, when I say documentary, I know people think like a traditional like structure of a documentary, where it's like supposed to be fact-based and there's no narrative involved. But like it was bits and pieces of it in this...
So it was like a fake documentary.
Yeah, almost like that. Maybe a mockumentary. Okay, let me say that.
Like but The Third Kind. Have you seen that?
I haven't, but I know what like a mockumentary is, like in principle. Yeah. But maybe it was more like that. But it was definitely some of the weirdest shit I've ever seen, just filmed with like an actual budget. Like
I want to see it, but you over here, you don't know the name of it. Alien things. Shoot the alien things at the people of the things.
Another one that, it's not like a movie, but like just that Teddy Perkins episode was just like one of my favorites and was still very weird.
From Atlanta?
Yeah.
I finally watched that. Finally caught up.
It's good.
Yeah, I thought it was. That's one of my favorite television episodes ever. I really enjoyed it. It was definitely one of the weirdest things I've ever seen, though. Mm. So I'll just name that one as well.
Mm. Okay. Mm. All right. Cool. Keeping the low mid run going. You got anything you want to talk about?
Did you guys see that news report that this white guy trying to like put himself in blackface when he killed his baby's mother?
Man, what?
All right,
this is a documentary too.
This the sequel.
Let me go to it.
Fake news, man.
Hold on.
Ah, it wasn't the sequel. Okay, he was really alien.
Right.
White man wore blackface to disguise himself as a black man when he allegedly killed his daughter's mother. And now I got the details right here.
What's the source?
You don't want to be fake.
I don't know exactly the details of it, but I did see this on. And I don't follow them.
This is fake.
Let him talk.
Yeah, I saw this on The Shade Room, which I don't follow.
Give me the name of the person. Just do that.
The name of
the person that was in blackface killing people.
Andrew
the
Charles.
Black Jason.
Andrew
Charles Beard. Okay, go ahead. I'm going to look him up while you're talking.
It says, Andrew Charles Beard, 33, surrendered himself to Carrollton Police this week after learning a warrant had been issued for his arrest, according to At People. Beard is charged with murder in connection with the death of Alyssa Burkett, the mother of his one-year-old daughter. Now, the cops are saying that in an attempt to avoid detection, Beard actually wore a fake beard and applied dark makeup to his entire face. Authorities say Beard tried to shield his identity from security cameras and witnesses, and it initially worked as two witnesses did, in fact, report that a black suspect shot, and it says click the link for the rest.
That's genius, bro.
I see it on New York
Post. Same thing, man.
That is pretty smart.
Yeah. I got it. I mean, I hate for the people that died. I mean, obviously. But that aside, man, that's fucking brilliant.
It really is,
It's on
man.
New York Post.
Yeah, it's on People, so it's real.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
That is
wild, right? I'm like, yo, you can't make this shit up.
And it was in Carrollton, of course. Carrollton, have y'all been to Carrollton? You probably have. No?
I don't think
that's a city.
Oh, Georgia? Carrollton, Georgia.
Yes, in Georgia. Villarica, Carrollton.
I've been to Villarica before, but not Carrollton.
Same thing, really.
Oh, okay.
That's where my homeboy's tattoo shop is. He's black, and he would always tell me, he's like, yeah, you got to let me know ahead of time when you're coming, because we can't have more than one black person in the city.
Oh, wow.
I gotta call the... He's joking.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
I wasn't sure if you thought I was being serious.
I'll
give you a documentary.
He was like, holy shit.
He was like, damn, for real?
In some parts of Georgia, I would not be surprised.
Yeah, me neither.
Listen.
You gotta register. He's like, yeah, you know, I gotta call the mayor real quick and make sure everything is cool before you
do the head shake or whatever.
Yeah. All right, you're good. But
you've been talking to Liz Graham.
But yeah, I'm not surprised that happened in Carrollton.
Wow.
Damn.
A fake beard.
Well, a fake beard. Yeah, I was trying to find a picture of it, but I got a picture of him, but I can't find him in blackface.
So I guess my question is, how many black people are there in Carrollton, Georgia?
Not many.
To try to get away with this plot. And that might be how he got busted. Because they probably got them all in a database.
Right. Like, no. not him.
That's not Lamar. That's not Tyrone. That's not Quintavious. All right, nah, this ain't real.
What's going on?
What's really going on, man? Run this dude's face.
Damn.
I'm trying to look
insane.
At his face. I'm trying to picture black makeup on him to see, like, what do you do with his hair?
Right.
I mean, hoodie.
Yeah.
Hat, sure. Right, like probably that. Just bandana. Yeah. You can put on.
Bantu knots.
She put some same bullshit.
But that's kind of like it's a brilliant idea, but I think it speaks to obviously like
the susceptibility of
like the yeah, it's just like the fear and the high probability of white people believing that a black person would commit a crime and kill somebody because they're black.
Two witnesses. Damn, so two witnesses that saw him up close, I'm guessing, reported that he was black.
Maybe if it was nighttime, I could see this working. Like if Ken said, they really had a hoodie on or something.
Yeah.
You know, you might be like, oh, well, he's some sort of black. He might not be African American. But like there's places where they look like they have like European facial features, but they have very dark skin. So to your average Villarican white person, he's like, oh, he was some kind of Negroid. I don't know what.
I don't know what type of Negroid he is,
but I mean, I can tell you he wasn't a white man. I'll tell you that. I tell you, he wasn't a purebred.
Some type of Negroid.
Yeah, man. That's kind of sad.
There's several types of him now. I'm not sure.
that's real sad.
Yeah, that's messed
that is,
up.
That is fucked up.
Man.
The fucked up of this dude's brain to be like, well,
yep.
For me to get away with this,
right?
I'm gonna just dress up like a black man.
Yeah,
that's how you know that when they try to deny racism, you can't. You can point to shit like this. They know that what it is.
I mean, is that really racism though? Because if I want to get away with murder,
I'm saying like they can't deny that it exists. If he knew that, it would be more possible that like.
But that's what I'm saying. It's not really racism though. Like if I want to get away with murder, if I white girls it up real quick. That's fucking smart. That's not me saying, well, damn, white people will get like, you know, will have bad things happen to them because I did. No, it's like,
look,
I'm black.
Not like yourself.
That's the best way to look the most furthest away from who I actually am. Let me fucking put some white face makeup on. That's fucking smart.
That part. What I was speaking to is Ken's point about how it's how believable it is. When you pointed that out,
I mean, shit, it's believable when anybody kill anybody to me. Like, why? I mean, and this isn't a race thing. White folks kill people. Like, have you seen that new documentary? It's called like American Murder on Netflix.
I haven't watched it.
Yes, man, that shit is crazy.
I mean, I remember the story coming out, but I don't remember the details. Yeah. But it's this dude. This isn't spoilers because it's a fucking news story.
Yeah.
This dude, he was reporting that his wife and two small children, his pregnant wife and two small children had vanished. And it turns out that he had gotten a mistress and he decided he was going to kill his whole family to start a new life.
Whoa.
So he killed his pregnant wife and his two babies.
But what make it fucked up is that he tried to blame the wife. Like his reasoning for killing his wife was because she killed the kids.
Yeah, that was his first. That was his first run. He was like, "Well, I came in the room and she was smothering the kids," but that didn't really happen.
Right?
He killed all of them, and then stuffed them in like a tank.
Yeah,
in like a tank.
Yeah. Oh my god!
That like his job. He was like a surveyor
something like that. Yeah.
So I mean,
like a chemical surveyor or something like that. Yeah.
I mean, how often do stories like that come out about black folks? These things might actually happen, and maybe the media just doesn't sensationalize them. But we're used to hearing those kind of stories from white
people. Oh, yeah. Okay.
If it's just senseless, kind of like,
yeah, okay.
Like
yeah.
that yeah. really detailed, yeah. Yeah. like,
killing
creepy.
Kids in this specific way, like, that's, yeah. That's
he
not
knew
their,
okay, so right. you're saying that he probably knew that people would assume it was a white person, even if they didn't know what happened.
Who?
Like, just the public. Like, if he didn't try to disguise himself.
Wait,
he disguised himself.
Who are you talking about now? Talking about the story I just told?
No, I'm talking about.
You're talking about his story.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I was just saying that if the cops are looking for the suspect, they're going to look for a black man.
Yeah.
It's not so much like he's doing it out of racism.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. He could be racist, but I'm not going to jump to that. It just sounds like he's just fucking, he's a very smart, crazy person.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't even saying that he was being racist. I was saying that's a reflection of like what you just said, like the police would assume like this was a, they would be looking for.
No, but
like these.
But that's a fair assumption if the witnesses were like, it was a black guy. I mean, the police would be like, okay, well, it's a black guy.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to see how believable the blackface was.
I don't think that matters all that much. And it doesn't sound like it was that believable because he got caught.
Yeah.
But,
he didn't have the right walk. He still had that right. tight white man walk. Right. And they're like, I ain't no brother, man. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
But I think just going back to the American Murders documentary, and it was the closing part of what you said, is really, what I feel is part of the point, is that the sensationalism of black people constantly being on the news.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. because that is the case, and that's what people see the most, once again, it's more probable if a person dressed up as blackface to go out and commit the murders, people will be more inclined to believe it because, one, they see it all the time, and two, it's been reported because two witnesses saw somebody wearing blackface.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the investigation starts, based mm-hmm. on the evidence that was presented to them
right.
by the witnesses. And then from there, you know, they start to break it down and figure out who committed what. So the idea behind it was pretty fucking clever.
Mm-hmm.
And I never thought about that, but that makes fucking sense.
Like, makes sense.
Yeah,
like the white girl's point you made. Yeah, think about that. You put on some, I don't know what, white paint or whatever.
Yeah.
Chalk. Damn. That.
It really is smart, man. It really is.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, that's the best way to throw them off your scent.
Right. You know? Yeah. Especially if you were some like known hardcore gangster or whatever. Yeah. And you white girls it up.
Yep.
Nobody would suspect you at all.
Yep. Especially if you can code switch really well,
right,
too.
Right.
Yeah.
Break yourself, Buster.
Take some acting classes.
Run them jewels.
He was black.
So, you think it was the walk that gave it away?
Yeah, I think it was the walk. He still had that. You know what I'm saying? He still had that stiff walk. You know, that so stiff.
He should have rehearsed before him, and he got practice.
Ramil, did he kill him wearing the blackface? Or he just walked out of the scene of the crime wearing the blackface?
I would assume he killed him with the blackface on.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Let me clarify.
So she probably didn't even know it was him. That's the last thing she saw was the face of a. Of a weird,
odd looking,
some sort of black person.
Which could have been her worst fear.
So it said, in an attempt to avoid detection, he wore a fake beard and applied dark makeup. So,
so he probably killed her in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is like, remember Logan? Like the last thing Professor X saw was him getting killed by Logan.
Yeah.
And it wasn't actually
him.
And that was like the saddest takeaway from that movie for me. Because I'm like, damn.
You're right.
He really thinks that Logan murdered him.
Yeah.
This lady's like, damn, she really... She's in heaven now. I got killed by a nigger, man. It's not the last. Bro, this is not what I woke up thinking would happen. When she saw that brother walking through the, she's like, what the fuck? Oh, God, no. But why are you walking like that?
Break yourself.
Why are you so assured in your walk?
Right.
What? Like you own the place. Something ain't right. I wonder if he like added like some Negroid talk. You know what I'm saying? I'm here to kill you, bitch.
I'm gonna kill you, bitch. No cap.
It always reminds me of like that part in Candyman. He's like,
I'm looking for Candyman, bitch.
Grab the bitch.
That's the shit. He was like trying to talk extra quote unquote black.
Yeah.
Nah, homie. I'm here to murk you, homie. Yeah, it's Liddy up in here.
Gang shit.
Gang, Cindy.
Can you imagine having to repeat that line?
And he said,
number five, repeat that line.
gang, shit.
Yeah! Cindy. Number six, repeat the line. Gang, Cindy? Not him. Next. And all the black guys like, man, we didn't even talk like that. What are you talking about?
Right.
Oh, man.
That's
they probably use an old lingo, too.
Right?
Say, like, really, really old lingo.
Oh, man. Oh, my
He came in like listening to rap music.
But that is
what's up, you crab? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You about to catch these hands, crab buster. And she probably she died so confused. Me?
Right?
Me? That poor girl, she died so confused.
Yeah. She's like, confused, what? Not even focusing you on the pain.
You think it's
right. She's like, who am I getting killed by? Like, what is this?
Well, let's say she isn't having like she sees what happens. Like, what do you think she would be thinking?
She's mad as fuck.
I want a do-over.
Right. Yeah, for real. Yeah. This is not fair.
Back one time. Let me run that playback.
She like, run this back, bro. Nah, run this back.
I gotta see about this.
Yep.
Damn. But that is crazy sad though, still.
I'd be looking at God like, for real, bro, that's some bullshit.
Let me get one more.
Come on, man. Like, give me another go. This is some trash.
Come on, go out like this.
I'm not finna go out like this, bro. God's like, hey, man, it is what it is. It is what it is.
About real nigga.
Who wouldn't have been confused?
Yeah.
Too confused to do anything. A figure. Like, why is he walking like
a figure.
That?
And then just,
right.
Dead.
You too confused to fight back.
Right.
It's like, huh? I don't know what's going on right now.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. Like, what?
Is this a joke?
Like, if I saw, like, a black man, like, that looks black, like Tick.
Right.
Like, Tick on on Lovecraft. Big, wide nose, all that.
You
but
run.
He's white? Right. I was like, what is happening right now? And if he, even while he was trying to kill me, I would just be like, I don't know, like.
Trying to, like, survive.
Is this a dream?
Right.
Why do you look like this? Do you have vitiligo? Like, are you albino?
That shit would be crazy.
It would
be the craziest thing in the fucking universe.
I can't imagine that. I cannot imagine some shit like that.
I would just faint on some Jamie Foxx. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, he got a gun.
Oh, Lord Jesus. You ain't even got to kill. I might just have a heart attack because I've never seen a white black person.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'd be looking like, am I being punked?
That's what got the nigga nostrils and everything.
Right. Why are your nostrils so big, Chad?
You know what I'm saying? Think of a white person that looks like that.
Right.
I'm just, that's why I'm perplexed. I'm just sitting there thinking like, damn, you're absolutely right.
Yep.
It makes no sense.
It wouldn't.
Yeah.
It would be so confusing. Your opposition wouldn't even know to fight back.
Right. Well, yeah.
Because they'd be like,
what am I fighting?
What am I being attacked by?
What
are you, guy? And especially if you're switching the voice up and everything, like you're really trying to talk like that.
Oh,
like, what is happening?
You're extra confused.
I would be so confused.
You can't be on drugs and deal with some shit like that. That's crazy.
What's a black ghost or a mime or something? I have to wait and see if you talk. If you don't talk, I'm like, okay, you're a mime.
You're a mime
to kill me. If you come up with some shit like this.
Like, I can understand this.
Right, I get this. You're in a box.
Right.
Okay, how do I get you out the box? Okay, you got a rope. I got you.
Yeah.
But if you're actually like, speaking, okay, you're not a mime.
You come in like a sweater. And like talking what? Specifically.
Right. You're forming full sentences.
Stop right there.
Right.
What the fuck?
Like, wait a minute. Wait, I'm talking about. Say it again.
Stop right there.
Wait. Okay, wait, hold on now. Some may write. Why is your nose so big? Why?
That can't be yours. Would you have to work on
it? It can't be your nose.
Come on now.
Because never heard of like the Kardashians getting bigger noses. But maybe this is a thing.
It's a new thing.
But bigger ass is not bigger nose.
Right. I'm saying, I'm like, and the way you're walking. You're here to kill me, but this is just weird. I mean, I wouldn't even know to fight back. I just wouldn't.
Yeah. That's crazy. What you got, Mike?
Let me put it back up. Whew. Lord Jesus.
Oh, you got a gun. Oh, Lord
Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
All right. Have y'all heard about this? So this was in the Star Tribune. And it was a story about a private security company that's recruiting armed military veterans to guard Minnesota polls from Antifas. That's plural. Antifas.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
In the November election. So.
What?
So what seems like what's going on is there's a group called Atlas Aegis. I assume that's how you pronounce that second word. Aegis. And it's a Tennessee-based company. And what they're trying to do is get people, armed people, to be at the polling stations to protect the polling stations, quote unquote, from Antifas.
Whoa.
Now, if you guys remember your president, your dipshit in charge, Donald Trump, how he was saying that he wants his supporters to go and watch people at the polls.
Oh, God.
He's trying to imply that there's going to be voter fraud done by the quote unquote radical left. This is a part of that. This is Donald Trump's fucked up words, mm-hmm. getting radicalized and getting activated. Sorry. And I'm not sure how much you guys know about the laws, but this is completely illegal. Mm-hmm. This is completely mm-hmm. illegal. I was trying to find the part where it said exactly why. Oh, here we go. Anyone who isn't voting or working the poll site must stay 100 feet away. And there was also a part about armed people being close to the polling thing, but I can't find it right now.
Wow.
But either the mayor or the governor, one of the two, the attorney general released this. Yeah, it was Keith Ellison, who's the Minnesota attorney general.
Mm-hmm.
He released a statement asking the company to cease and desist, emphasizing that their presence at polling stations would violate state and federal law.
Mm.
This is an example, again, of Trump emboldening people to take the law into their own hands. These guys don't care. Yeah. If they're breaking the law, they think they're doing what the president has demanded for mm-hmm. them to do.
Yep.
And it's just so amazing to me that people are so ignorant that they are looking at Trump and just being like, whatever this motherfucker says, I'm riding.
We're ready.
Whatever he says, yeah. I'm good to go.
And you said it's a Tennessee-based company in Minnesota?
Like, that's what it says. That's it crazy. Says the company yeah. itself is a Tennessee-based company. But the Post said they're looking for security positions in Minnesota during the November election and beyond to protect election polls, local businesses, and residences from looting and destruction. I try to follow like what happens with people claiming Antifa. And so far, I haven't seen anything that says, hey, we're going to go destroy election stations, right. election polling. I haven't seen anything like this.
Yeah, me neither.
This is something that Trump and his stupid fucking piece of shit son have just made up. Because Trump Jr. was pushing the same narrative of the army for Trump or Trump's army, one of the two that he's mm-hmm. he's calling these people, and he wants them to go out and watch these election stations. So there's a lot of things that make me nervous about this. One, as the FBI already reported, because people are too dumb to do research on their own, Antifa's not an organization. We, you know, yeah, people with common fucking sense yeah. that aren't overly paranoid know this already. Antifa is just a stance. Anti-fascist. That's all it is.
Okay.
So when these people are saying, we're going to protect the polling stations from Antifa's, how are they going to identify what an Antifa is?
Right.
So if I show up, are they going to say, okay, well, he looks like an Antifa, so right. I'm going to attack him and keep him from going in?
Right.
This, I mean, I don't want it to be scary, but it kind of is
mm-hmm. yeah.
that these crazy fucking rednecks, and you don't have to be from the South to be a redneck. These motherfuckers
oh, yeah.
are rednecks.
They are everywhere. Yeah.
These crazy rednecks that are armed and dangerous are showing up to election stations, election polling stations, to scare people into not walking in the door.
Yeah,
this is beyond serious to me.
Yeah.
And if you're looking at Donald Trump and you're saying, well, why should he say something? Well, because one, this is illegal. And this is voter intimidation.
Mm-hmm.
This is voter fraud. This is all kinds of shit. Mm-hmm. Trump should be speaking up and saying, hey, guys, don't do this.
Right.
If he was actually a legitimate, you know, straightforward president, he should be saying, this is wrong. Don't do this.
Right.
He
didn't say shit. Now, granted, we're filming this on Sunday, so he might say something on Tuesday. So you can't fax only me if he says something on Tuesday,
back.
Guys.
He's going to tell him to stand back and stand down again.
That's yeah, I mean, that won't even work for this. He needs to be
I know.
You guys cannot do this. Yep. This is illegal, and this goes against a lot of what we fought for years.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, this might not be that interesting to y'all, but I found this to be very interesting because
crazy.
I feel like this could influence other groups to do the same thing, especially in Georgia, where we've already had issues with voter intimidation
and voter fraud. All these red states, really, if you think about it, you know?
Yeah, Florida, Alabama, Florida, Mississippi,
South Carolina,
all these places.
All that.
I can easily see this happen. Yeah. A bunch of dumbass rednecks jumping in their truck.
Texas?
Nah, we gonna get them Antofers. We gonna get them.
Antofers.
You know, cause they can't pronounce shit. That's
they can't pronounce a goddamn pronounce thing. Thing.
They can't you know,
and, tobacco that's in their mouth.
Oh yeah,
that gets in the way.
Yeah.
We gonna get them motherfuckers, dude. Nah, they gonna go up. Nah, hell no. Nah. think they're going to vote for Hillary. They still think Hillary's running.
Right. Pretty much.
They think they're going to go in here and vote for that goddamn Hillary. Fuck that shit. Not on my watch, dude. Put his dick in the dirt. That's what I'll do. I'll put his motherfucking dick in the dirt. Try to walk in this motherfucking room. God. I dare you. Yeah. I double dog dare you.
Stuff like this, it makes you think like, you know, the possibility of when Trump loses the election. Like, how are they going to react? You know what I'm saying? Like,
freak the fuck out, dude.
You know what I mean? If they doing this, if they going to this extreme before the election,
right?
Say if his ass loses, man, these motherfucking white folks going to be strap up.
Yep.
You motherfuckers, I'm telling y'all,
strap up. They don't know what that means.
Yeah. They don't. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm talking.
So,
arm up.
Right. Yeah, arm up.
Tennessee to Minnesota, that makes it a federal crime because that crosses state lines. At least it should.
Yeah.
Well, unless they're not crossing state lines, unless they're just paying people that are in Minnesota to do it.
But I think the transaction, once you do a transaction, I think that's when it becomes.
It still counts?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's crazy.
Regardless, whether it was federal or local, it's still illegal. But this is, I mean, you said everything. And the thing about it is that Trump is encouraging this. And I think it was one time he was on Sean Hannity again. He said that we need poll watchers. So they're moving at his beck and call.
Yep.
And that's the thing. And, when I hear it, I'm like, watching for what? Because you're going to sit there. Probably they'll be instructed to be the required 100 feet away.
Right.
So they wouldn't break the law.
Mm-hmm.
And with their armed weapons. And I'm thinking, but if you see something, what are you going to do? Because at that point, once you go towards them, then yeah, you could be arrested.
Yeah.
Or should be arrested. I think the other thing is that I was thinking, well, why don't opposition show up?
That's what I was thinking.
With their
too.
Own shit.
Right.
Because I believe that if you see a whole bunch of Negroes showing up with guns,
mm-hmm. Hey,
them motherfuckers are gonna leave. them motherfuckers gonna leave.
You mean the people
the
that
poll watchers? Yeah,
I don't think they will at this point, man. These guys, they're ready to die at this point.
You think so?
I really do. I don't think they're scared of black people anymore. Like, not like that.
Really,
they are ready for a war.
They're getting bold.
I think
man.
So too.
That's
getting
the bolder. Those are the people that Donald Trump has emboldened. These motherfuckers that are really out here, they're not your average white person that you can just do that. No, good. Why?
Yeah, yeah.
They're not like it's that.
Old school nigga hating white folk.
No. These are new school.
Nigga hating
these white
folks.
These are new school motherfuckers that have been ready for a war for a while now. They've been begging for this to happen.
Mm-hmm. I can see that. I can see them not being intimidated by a bunch of black people with guns showing up on the same lines. I mean, it's dangerous thing because you could easily get into a shootout.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, but yeah, I think it's important to just bring that out and mention it because, I don't think it's been discussed enough, especially in mainstream media and with it being as illegal that it is, like, it makes no sense that this is not being covered and that, poll watchers is a violation of all of the laws that they're written over the years with voter intimidation and stuff like that. So it's just kind of crazy to me.
Yeah.
But, when he constantly refers to Antifa as an organization, that's all they hear because, like you said, they don't do research.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't they try to get it classified as an organization, before?
Yeah, and his own head of FBI came out and said, this is not an organization. It is just a mentality.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that people still will not let this go. There is no fucking CEO of Antifa. I've heard that word for decades. It literally just means anti-fascist.
Right.
So if you really break down what these dipshit hillbillies are saying, if you're anti-fascist, we're not going to let you in here. Mm-hmm. We're going to intervene if we think you're anti-fascist.
Yep.
But again, it really freaks me out with the whole thing. Like, how are you identifying these people? And like you just said, and if you do identify them, what are you about to do? Are you going to shoot?
Right.
Are you going to citizen arrest me? What are you going to do?
Right. And so because this is illegal, what happens when they go out there? Like, does somebody call the cops and they tell them to leave? Or
that's what should happen. Yeah. The cops should show up and arresting them. That's what should happen.
Yeah.
Now I'm a little bit fuzzy on the exact law. I know it's definitely a law that you can't be within 100 feet and you can't actually enter the building if you're armed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So if they're, what they can do is they can just sit out in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But then what's the point?
Yeah. Well, what are you going to accomplish?
What is the point if you're sitting in the parking lot?
Just to make people scared, I guess.
Yeah.
How fucking stubborn do you have to be just to sit there and be like, no, what?
So my question is, would that really make people turn away?
I think so.
Some people.
I think so. If you know if there's armed, what you're assuming is probably racist white people. There are armed racist white people. Think about your grandmother or your auntie. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to want to go to a polling station if they hear there's a story of armed racist white people that are outside of the polling station. They're not going to want to go. And that's the part that's scary and sad. And they know this. They know that they don't even really have to make it happen. They just have to give out the idea that it could happen.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying that they won't, because I know these crazy motherfuckers will still do it.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole point is they don't actually have to.
Right.
All they have to do is make people think that they're going to.
Yeah, that's what, when I hear this, I'm like, well, I guess people's ignorance of the law will probably make them not want to show up, but I would still go. Would you still go be?
But y'all are younger men.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I also wonder when you mentioned the grandmother. I mean, I would think that they've been through so much shit. Like this one, this would be just another.
Nah. You know. My mom wouldn't go. My mom wouldn't go. And I wouldn't want her to.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want her to go.
Yeah, no.
One of the things where I would go, but I wouldn't want my sister to go or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to risk that. Yeah. Like,
I would go with my mom.
That's an option. That's an option.
Yeah.
I don't have a license to carry though, but I would roll with her just to make sure. I mean, if somebody's getting shot, we both getting shot today.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, I mean, this is just a really fucked up thing that's happening. And
it is, man.
The fact that people are still looking at Trump like he's a good leader is just blowing my fucking mind. It really is.
It really is.
Yeah.
Like, this dude is nuts.
I'm sorry.
No. Go ahead.
It was nothing. Go ahead.
I think I was just rambling.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to ramble too. Just a little bit. I was just going to say that about mail-in voting, I think the deadline is approaching.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I think they sent mine. And I think we requested it, but early voting is also an option for everybody too. Mm-hmm. And it's always less lines. It's like in and out. Do a lot of early voting? Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. So do that, because I think most of these poll watchers, as they call them, will show up the main date. So if anybody can go vote early, you know, do it if possible.
Yeah.
So you don't have to deal with that sort of stuff.
Worry about that. Yep.
But I think, you know, like in Minnesota, they really need to look at the government there and look at the, like, it's great Keith Ellison. I think he's black too. Did that, but what additional protections is he going to offer?
I think they're calling local law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I mean, they would have to, because this is a violation of law.
True.
But so, I think Trump was talking about sending federal troops. He says a lot of things, but he still put it out there.
But he can't, because he'd be sending federal troops to break the law. And I don't think he could do that.
There's a slick way they can. I don't have the details, but it sounded like there was a slick way.
There's some loophole in there. There always is.
But I don't have the details. Again, same thought. I was like, well, you can't do that. But he cited something. He said something. I think it was on Hannity or something like that.
Jesus
but
Christ, man. This
fucking I don't know. What it, yeah, it's something to watch.
Why isn't Corona done his job?
Right.
This is such
That's what I was saying. I was looking up updates the other day. I was like, man, let this motherfucker be. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, he's fine.
It sounds like he's fine.
Yeah.
And it really pisses me off.
It was just mild. You know, the drop. I mean, they treated it as from mild to severe, and they just took extra precaution, which is why they gave him dexamethasone.
Mm-hmm.
But
and you see his stupid son keeps saying he got a vaccine, and it's like, no, dipshit.
No, I haven't seen that.
His son, Donald Trump should stop letting his son speak, because his son is dumber than him. So his son just keeps saying dumb shit. He did a full interview, and it's fucking embarrassing. But yeah, he keeps wording it as the vaccine that, you know, my dad got. And it's like, no, dipshit, he didn't get a fucking vaccine unless you're keeping things from us.
Right.
he didn't get a vaccine. He just got treatment that most poor people can't fucking get access to.
Right. The cocktail shit is probably what yes. you're referring to as a vaccine.
Yeah, which is not, it's not a vaccine, you stupid fuck. Mm. You know, they were asking about the whole, the tax thing and, you know, all the debts that Trump has. And, you know, they can't answer for any of this stuff. Mm-mm. And it's just amazing that these goofy hillbillies are still just like, no, he's the one for me, dude. He's the one. He's it, dude. He's it. Mm-hmm. He's ripped off people like you, dude.
Right.
He's like, ripped off poor people
how
like
you. Think
you.
He's for you, dude. Like,
he's not for you.
Right.
Jesus. This shit is
crazy.
Not saying Biden is either, but, you know.
Yeah. I mean, Biden's doing a good job of speaking to the working class better than Hillary did.
Yeah.
And Hillary fucked up when she attacked the people that were supporting Trump.
Yep.
Calling them deplorables and saying mm-hmm. all this stuff instead of trying to, you know, get mm-hmm. their vote. She just tried to shame them
yep.
into not voting. And Biden is doing the opposite of that. And I think while we're talking about the coronavirus, I think that is the one thing that's killing him. Like, if it wasn't for this pandemic, I don't think Biden would have this 12 to 16 point lead he Me supposedly neither. Has mm-hmm. right now.
He would have got slaughtered already.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. People really are bothered by the job he's doing with the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, him catching it didn't really pull in any sympathy votes either.
Mm-hmm.
It just really exposed his failures as a leader and his mm-hmm. failures to contain it, mm-hmm. You know, even within the own White House.
Mm-hmm.
And so yeah, but if you didn't have that, man, Biden would be in trouble. Like, and for him to come out and say that he's going to halt the stimulus package until after the election was another bad yeah. move. Like, he's yep. flailing.
Yeah, he's falling apart right now.
Yeah, so
I kinda like it.
Huh?
I kind of like it. I like him to see him flustered and like.
I don't like this because this is affecting people that need right. that money.
Yeah, right.
You know, this is beyond an election.
Yet, not him doing that. Just the fact that he's like, and he's like, I got some groceries that apparently came from him the other day.
What?
Literally, like,
you I didn't got get a, no got damn a, groceries that came from Trump.
I got a. It was groceries came to my house, and it was a letter sent, signed off by him, and it was saying like,
what?
Or that's what that's.
Did
what,
you eat it?
You yeah, take a picture.
Like, why the fuck? Why would you eat that?
I know. I thought you said that I read it.
Did you eat the groceries?
No.
Send them
away.
Shits. Who gave them to who? You give them to white people? They probably got Kill Negro spice in them. You ever heard of Kill Negro spice?
No.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want that.
You don't want that shit.
You don't want Kill Negro spice. You took a picture of the letter?
I think I did. Let me see. I think I have it in here somewhere.
You don't want that Negro spice, man.
You really thought Donald Trump sent you some groceries?
Not personally, but I thought it was something maybe federally he was going to try to get. Not personally, no.
It's probably his campaign.
I don't think he looked up Romeo's address.
What was in it? I'm curious.
So it was like some dairy pure milk. That's what the name was. Dairy pure.
Uh-oh. You know that's racist, right? That's like a racist dog whistle.
Huh?
You've never heard of the white
know,
milk?
Man, 23. I don't know.
That's not an excuse. this is some new white people.
Brother Q
shit.
Would come oh, in no, and break this shit. Y'all the same age.
Okay, what else did he send besides? Was some pork skins in there?
No, some golden. It was like
some hot fries.
We got listen.
Some sweet baby rays.
Some Texas Pete. Nah, nothing came like that. It was like some dairy pure milk. That was the name of the brand. Some yogurt came, and it was some fruit,
bro.
He tell y'all about this?
Did I not ask?
He told me that groceries came, but I didn't ask any more questions. I was like, oh, okay.
No, I said, did y'all get groceries from
friend,
Trump?
Bro.
I said, did y'all get groceries from Trump was my question.
I said, I was like, no.
And you said you weren't home.
So he didn't ask me that shit. Nemo said, hey, bro. He didn't ask me that crazy shit.
No. He put it in the chat and I was like, well, I'm not home. I don't know. And then I never followed up.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I definitely was like, yo.
What
Damn,
type of shit?
That's crazy.
I'm trying to see if I can find that.
How are you trying to buy votes by sending them grocery?
Donald Trump didn't send this man groceries. Donald Trump's campaign didn't send this fool groceries.
You think it's a racist white people?
Look, I don't know. All I know Trump. Is Donald Trump did not sign a fucking letter saying send some people groceries. Why would they pick him?
And don't forget Romeo.
Right, don't forget Romeo. He's very important in this. He's a key point in this strategy.
Oh, man.
Damn. That's crazy.
Bro. You got milk, yogurt, and fruit.
Hey.
Please go read this. Milk, the new symbol of racism in Donald Trump's America. Yeah. This is not a joke. If you drink milk, you may be a neo-Nazi racist. No joke. You guys can look this up. Hey. There is symbolism in this. Like, there were videos for a while of, like, alt-right people, and they're all chugging, like, white milk. It sounds goofy.
Not chocolate milk.
What is this?
Pure white milk.
Hey, I don't even drink
this
milk.
Is your dad?
I'm confirming. My dad literally said, yes, I'm not. Listen, I can't make this shit up.
No, I don't think you're making it up. Trump didn't do it.
Oh, yeah. But his name was on this somewhere. I'm not saying he did it personally. I'm just saying, like, his campaign or whatever people work for him. Have this plan to try to, I guess, get votes by sending groceries because people have been not able to, I guess, make money and get groceries and get food.
So you think Donald Trump killed the stimulus package, but he's going to send you some groceries?
Man, he sent you milk and yogurt.
Right, and fruit. There's literally, I just typed in Donald Trump groceries. There is not a single thing here that said Donald Trump is sending people groceries. You guys need to throw that entire bag in the garbage.
No, we don't have none of that stuff anymore. That was like, this was like 3 weeks ago or something. Like, this was a while ago.
I cannot believe
it. He gave it away. Is the people you gave it away, are they still alive?
Oh, they dead as fuck.
I don't know. Yo. But I literally just texted my dad and I was like, didn't Trump send us groceries? And he said yes. So I don't know like what to, I don't know what to say. I didn't really pay attention to it much, but.
Your dad is trolling you.
Y'all still have the letter?
I don't know.
Probably not.
I don't know. I don't have a picture of it.
You gotta keep shit like that, man, for podcast purposes.
Right.
Yeah.
You're just like, oh yeah, Donald Trump sent me some groceries a couple weeks ago.
Like, no big deal.
Somebody sent something.
NBD.
I don't know where it came from then. But
wasn't it like a brown bag or
it was they came in like these boxes.
Who left it for you?
I don't know.
You just came.
I do not know. Literally, I wasn't even home when I got home and all this shit was in the kitchen. And I was like,
and your dad said, yeah, Trump.
I saw the letter.
He was fucking with you.
I saw a printed out letter on the table and I kind of glanced at it.
Ultimate.
And I was like, it was like an organization that was on it. And I don't remember it exactly. And then I remember seeing his signature at the bottom.
Okay.
Oh, wait. So you're missing a key point. We need to know this organization.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Damn. Then I'm not saying not Trump himself, but somebody that was working for
you said for his campaign.
You got to not Trump, but you started out with Trump sent me some groceries.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was your opening.
That was your lead in. Your lead in was
okay,
skewed,
my bad.
Man.
Let me clarify that. Not, yeah. Just,
do you remember the organization?
That he, I guess, approved of.
Yeah, he didn't approve it either. They probably forced that shit.
They probably did.
Yeah. They probably think that, yeah.
I haven't heard any. I feel like if this was a thing, it would be being talked about. This organization that's run by whoever that's endorsed by Trump is sending people free groceries.
Wasn't it the night of the election or something? I mean, not the debate.
Wait, what happened?
Wasn't it the night of the debate or something?
I don't remember. I have no idea.
I cannot believe this.
Dang.
That's crazy.
Wow. That's one hell of a contribution to the show.
Yeah. Hey, man.
Damn.
Donald Trump out here sending people some milk.
If anybody else got milk in your
pure white milk.
I want to know.
Very pure. Send us the white milk.
Yeah, wasn't no chocolate milk. It was pure
100% white milk.
Yeah, dairy pure white milk.
Dixie milk.
Yep.
If any, please, anybody that's at the sound of my voice, if you got an unsolicited box of groceries on your doorstep, and there was a note in there that said it was from Donald Trump, throw that shit in the trash. Do not eat it. Do not give it away. Do not pass go. Do not collect $100. Throw that shit in the fucking garbage. Because that shit is not normal.
Anybody watch the VP debates?
Yes, sir.
Kind of, sort of.
Not yet.
Bits and pieces of it, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, we all saw what was the biggest topic coming out of it. Live. Yeah. And everybody thought it was something wrong with their screen. And I was like,
oh,
y'all are tripping.
Yeah.
Flash on.
Fly guy. Yeah.
Fly guy.
Man, that shit was fucking hilarious.
Damn. Yeah.
I need to watch it, yeah.
And it just sat there for like a minute.
2 minutes.
That fly was chilling. 2 minutes. That fly was chilling.
Chilling.
Very comfortable.
Because I was sitting there.
I'm home.
I was like, I've never seen a fly land on a person and just stay there.
Right.
He's moving his head.
He's just chilling.
And talking.
And the fly is just chilling. I'm like, I've never seen this before.
Damn, bye.
At first, Martin was like, is that a mic? Like, what the fuck is this? And I'm like, I'm zooming in on it, watching it with my dad. And I'm like, Dad, do you see what that is? And he didn't even see it at first. I'm like, look on his head. This motherfucker got a fly on top of his fucking head.
I saw it the second it landed. I was like,
how y'all not see this shit? I went upstairs and asked my mom, and she started dying laughing. I was like, yeah, everybody saw this shit. I'm like, okay.
I didn't see when it landed. I just saw it. And I'm like,
wait, what was it like seeing it when it landed? I think I looked down, I looked up, and I saw it was on his head.
I was staring at the screen just pissed off.
And then it just kind of just flew and landed.
It's two people that I'm not really a big fan of that are talking, and I'm just like, I'm getting annoyed. Yeah. I'm getting annoyed by this.
Yeah.
And I was getting annoyed with myself because I was starting to like Kamala, and I'm like, nope, Mike, you can't like her.
Yeah.
You can vote for her still, but no, don't like her. And then I was like, what? Did a fly... Wow, a fly just landed on his head. And I said, like, I was like, did you see this? There's a fly on his head. And I'm laughing my ass off. And I'm like, wait, but it's still there. So I had enough time to, I'll play you the audio of this video. Cause I grabbed my phone. Cause I was like, yo.
It's amazing how that debate was night and day compared to the Trump and Biden debate. As far as it being as civil as it could. Yeah.
It's still there. Bless. Oh my god.
Yeah, because flies don't usually stick around that long. That's the funniest part.
That's what I'm saying. Why did it stay for so long?
I was in tears. Literal tears were running down my face and I could not breathe. It's so juvenile because it shouldn't be that funny. Hey. But it was just like, there's a fucking fly on his head.
Like, you don't feel
the debate
that
itself
shit,
is
dude?
A joke, like, anyway, to most people's minds. And then for that to kind of be on here made it twice as funny.
Yeah, I mean,
let's be like, most people.
It was easier to watch these debates.
Yeah. Than the first one?
Yeah, than the first one. I wasn't getting as agitated.
Yeah.
I don't know. I got issues with the outcome of all of this, but
Yeah, I was getting agitated mainly at Susan Page,
the moderator.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Because Pence just kept talking and talking and talking and talking. You know, even after his time was up, and they still didn't implement any rules to curtail any of that shit.
Well, she tried. She kept interrupting him, but it just wasn't working.
I know, and I thought they just we're gonna do something about that. That was annoying me and frustrated me because Kamala followed the rules for the most part.
So what do you think they should do? Because I was saying they should cut his fucking mic.
Yeah,
when he was doing that.
Yeah,
shit.
I think they should do that too.
Yep, I think that's the reasonable thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I watched it and I wouldn't say I was becoming a fan of Kamala, but I was definitely getting enjoyment out of just the facial expressions, the seemingly black mannerisms and stuff that you were seeing with how she was, you know, talking to people. And it you know what, it probably, you know, she
looked in the mirror and was like,
you know, which was a thing that was floating around on Twitter, you know, a lot. And, you know, it was funny just watching her get frustrated, especially when he tried to pin her down about packing the courts.
Yeah, she never answered.
She didn't answer. And I think it was smart for her not to answer.
See, I didn't think that was smart. Because the thing about it is, at this point, you call them liars. You call them, you know, experts in diversion.
Mm-hmm.
But then here you are doing the same thing. And then when I think it was Pence, I don't think it was actual moderator, but one of them actually brought up her record as a prosecutor.
That pissed her off.
She didn't answer that shit either. She fucking danced around it.
Yep.
And I'm sitting, now if that came from Pence, I understand she doesn't have an obligation to answer Pence. But the people want to know the answer to that question. So the fact that she didn't answer it, I thought it looked bad. She definitely did better than Pence, of course, because Pence was a fucking, even though he was calm and for the most part respectful, for the most part, I think she killed him. I think she fucking killed him. She did a lot better than goofy ass Biden did with Trump. But I still, because the narrative after that was what you were saying, the black mannerisms and all that. And I'm with Ramil. I was like, feel like too. She knew he was going to interrupt her at some point. So she's like, when he does, I'm going to do the, I'm speaking. I'm speaking.
Yeah.
You know,
the result was exactly what she intended, probably.
Yeah, it didn't impress me. Mm-hmm. The only part that I was getting genuine pleasure from was I liked the fact that she kept laughing at him. I don't know why, but I thought that was funny. Like, he would say some dumb shit, she'd be like, that's not true. She'd mouth it, that's not true. I did enjoy that. Mm-hmm. But when the debates ended and it turned into this, you know, Kamala is this symbol of strong black women. I'm like, when did that start?
Yeah, exactly.
Because I remember when she was locking y'all motherfuckers up.
Right. Yeah. So, when she was running for she was trying to get the Democrat to see, everybody was dogging her out. She wasn't a strong black woman in. Right. All of a sudden.
Because she gave some facial expressions. Right. Now she's a hero. Yeah, right. Really?
Right. Right. Identity politics, you know, you can win some votes like that.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. So,
but not only that, but I've seen times in like interviews or whatever where she like doesn't even, they'll ask her about that, like her black side or how she feels about being black. And she'll just like kind of not even touch it or whatever. Like not really talk about it. She won't even say anything.
I won't acknowledge it, really.
Because it's probably, probably smart.
That time when they're like, say, like, you're black and you're proud or something, and she didn't really say it.
Because maybe she doesn't because she doesn't feel like she's just black, because she's also part Indian.
I mean, for sure, but, like, at the same time, like, I don't know. If she's not going to pick up that label, why are we putting it on her?
Exactly.
That's my only thing.
Yes, I'm with you 100%.
Literally. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. We shouldn't, I get your point.
Yep,
I think she's not black.
Well, she's black. She's black.
You told me she was Indian and what else?
And black.
And black.
No, I thought she was Jamaican.
That's black, bro.
Black.
I don't think they.
What do you mean?
I don't think it's counted.
Still black.
Yes, it is. She's black.
Yeah, I don't think that counts.
I think it does.
Are you trolling or are you being serious?
I'm dead ass serious, bro.
What do you mean it doesn't count? To who?
Right.
The skin color does, but I don't think that counts as like an African American, like the way
she's not African American, but not. Not all black people are African American.
You talking about like from a cultural standpoint?
If a Jamaican walks in this door right now, the motherfucker's black.
Yeah. Yes. But they will tell you they're Jamaican.
And that's fine, but you're still black.
Yeah.
You're
still
black. Just like you're black and African American.
They mostly identify as.
I see what you're saying.
I see
what you're saying, that they're
black.
Right.
Pick up. They wouldn't completely.
They don't identify with being black?
No, they wouldn't identify with being African American.
Yeah,
okay.
That's it.
I know what
you're still black, bro. You're still black, bro.
Yeah. He's still black.
I know what you're saying, she is still black.
I look at her as being a black person, but she's not.
But yeah, if she doesn't look at herself like that or pick that up, then I'm not going to.
Yeah, then I'm not going to force
her. I don't give a fuck what she don't
I'm
pick up on. That motherfucker's black.
I'm not going to be like, she's this symbol of black women.
I'm telling y'all, man. They like, those, like, they do that.
I don't know. It seems like she's much more in tune with her Indian heritage from what I see.
Yeah.
I've seen her do like interviews with Mindy Kaling and stuff, and they're just talking about like growing up like that or whatever. It seems to me from looking like she much more attaches herself to that, like a similar way to
instead of the little like the blackness that she does have.
Yeah, like, I don't hear her talk about that at all. Like, during the whole like interview thing, she didn't even mention that side of her family or that part of her household or whatever. I know what Ken's saying though. No, because like back in school, it would be the girls that they would be like, "Well, I'm Jamaican," and not really say I'm black.
Yeah, that is true.
But black does not mean African American.
No, we know that.
Yeah, we know that. They don't.
But that's the whole point. So we can't. I mean, I understand you don't have to force an identification onto somebody.
For sure.
But if we are talking about this person is part black, we should not be going off what the incorrect definition of black is.
Right.
This is still black.
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
I got you. I think what is now being used is the term people of color.
This is her husband?
Her
Stop it.
Yeah.
And they're the same age.
Hell. Yeah, people of color lumps them all in.
Yeah, that does. And that's why I
won't say anything.
Go ahead and say it.
I don't like that.
Say it with your chest.
Just Google it for me. I like specific.
Yeah.
There's multiple conversations going at the same time, guys. So you and Huey are speaking at the exact same time. So one of y'all pick who wants to say something.
Her husband is the same age as her. That's all I said. They're the same age. So for him to look so old and her to look younger than that, that's like just funny.
Go ahead, Huey. What were you saying then?
I was just going to say, I was just laughing at what her husband looked like.
Is that your key?
I just found a whole article about this. Not all black people are African American. And it goes on to list the differences. So, yes.
That's a good title.
Yeah.
There are black people in every continent who are all over the world. African American is nation specific. We are typically talking about black people who are born in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you are a black person in Jamaica, you are a black, Jamaican.
Yeah. Or in UK or wherever.
Right.
Yeah, you're black, still black, bro.
You're still black. You're black. Just not African American black.
That's, yeah.
Bro, I'm sorry.
You're still black.
You're still black, dog. Like, when the Klan said we hate black people, you can't be like, well, I'm Jamaican.
Wait,
I'm
Jamaican. Whether you want to be or not,
I'm Caribbean. So, am I good?
Like, wait a minute, I was born in Germany. What the fuck is that?
I'm Australian. Am I straight?
No, dude, you're still black.
No, you're still on the team. You're still on the bench.
That's funny. What else out of the debate? Yeah, I think they focus a lot on the pandemic and shit like that, which is really interesting. So, speaking of the pandemic, it's kind of course, all the cases are starting to rise again. Like, it's been
I didn't know
huge
that.
Jump. Yeah, man.
And really? In the United States or specific to Georgia?
Now it's across the board.
Wow.
So I think even worldwide. And we haven't even hit fall, winter yet.
Jesus
so
Christ,
that's something to be mindful of. But it makes sense because it's like a month after Labor Day and a lot of people went out.
Yeah.
And it's just taking some time for it to kind of just penetrate. And for the people to finally go get tested and for the cases to count. But I was, if you really look at like the pandemic and how they're saying, like, I think New York is going through a second wave. And what I mean by
that
is
that,
if you kind of look at like the pattern of the pandemic, it started in like the Northeast, so New York area, whatever. Then it started to come down to the South.
I thought it started in the West Coast.
It was some cases out west.
Yeah,
but
I thought it started
like
out in the West Coast first.
The wave is kind of started from like the Northeast, which is New York. Then it kind of went to the South. Then it kind of went towards the West, and now it's in the Midwest. Mm. So it's almost like that's kind of the pattern if you kind of map it out throughout the last couple of the months since we've been in it. So you kind of think about it like going to a baseball game and the wave that people be doing. That's kind of what it's doing. So now that it made its way back over to New York, and they're starting to see a uptick in cases too.
Damn.
But more like in what they're saying, clusters. So in certain cities, and I think the Jewish people are starting to get an outbreak as well. Because they don't really, and Hasidic, Hasidic. Yeah. Hasidic. Because they don't typically like to wear masks and stuff like that. So
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're kind of against it. Because I don't know if you guys know about there was a wedding and a funeral and rabbis and stuff, and everybody started to get it and die. It wasn't really covered all that much, but yeah, it was a thing. But yeah, man, just everybody out there, just stay strong. Continue to just follow your principles and don't get caught slipping is the thing. Don't get caught slipping and don't break what doctors call like the field.
Because
once you break the field, it's a wrap. There was this guy, I was reading this article this morning actually, that thought it was a scandemic. You're starting to see a lot of these stories, but he thought it was a scandemic and called it a hoax and he caught it. He had like six people over. So he identified as gay and conservative. And he had like six people over, friends and family. And a day after the gathering, he started to feel well. His partner started to feel ill. His partner started to feel ill. And then, what's up, people? And then, you know, he got over it. And then he said he was going up the stairs. Felt better going up the stairs. Collapsed. Woke up in the hospital.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Because the shit comes in spikes and waves. You just never know how it's going to attack you. So he was in the hospital and all of his family, his mother-in-law, his dad, like all kind of people were in the family. So his father-in-law, who was Mexican and 9 years older than him, passed.
Oh, wow.
And then I think he lost either his mom or his dad passed. Yeah. And he's just thinking about like, he don't know who brought it, but he just think about like, man, like that one thing I did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Created like this catastrophe in his family. He just had so many regrets, and it was a sad story, man. Yeah.
See, that's why is it killing these people? But Trump is out here, like,
yeah,
hey, man.
You know what? Fuck it. There's no God. I don't give a fuck. I mean, I've felt this way for a while, but this cinches it. If you go to church every day and you worship a God that killed this poor old Mexican man, mm-hmm. but let Trump live, what are you doing with your life?
Well,
Satan wouldn't do that. Satan would have been killed Trump.
Or maybe Satan will want to keep him alive.
To get so then, more so bodies. Then Satan's stronger than God?
Ooh. Sometimes.
Theoretically.
Sometimes.
There's an argument to be made there mm-hmm. for it.
Interesting.
But you know, I think the people that support Trump would argue that there is a God.
Well, of course they would.
I'm just saying, though. Like,
what kind of gotcha is that?
It's not a gotcha. It's just saying you're saying there isn't because he's still alive. And I'm like, well, man.
Well, yeah, I get what you're saying. I'm fucking with you.
But should he lose? And it's starting to really feel like he's going to lose. But I need to see polls in like 2 weeks. Yeah,
I know. I'm trying to have the hope too. Yeah, but
I don't believe it either.
I'm starting to have the hope too, Ken, because it looks like Biden's points just keep going up.
Yeah.
That I don't believe.
And I think he even doesn't he have a better point lead than Hillary did? Did I read that wrong?
I think it's sort of similar, like the time frames are the same, and then
that's why I'm not believing it.
Like a week or so out, her lead. Mm-hmm. So yes, her is very in the same range. Mm-hmm. Like a week or so out, she was down to 2 points.
Yeah.
2 point lead.
But you know, I don't believe that Biden is gonna win. I thought Trump was going to win the last time. I think he's going to win this time. And I think because he got the game rigged. I don't think he's fighting a fair fight.
I don't know if he's going to win, dude. I don't know. Because it looks like the biggest gripe against him that they keep using is the pandemic, which has affected a lot of his supporters. So I think with Trump, some white people are like, yo, it's not personal, it's business. We want you out of here.
Yeah, the pandemic is why he's performing so bad. Mm-hmm. And so kind of going back to what I was saying, like some people can look at that as like, I mean, there are a lot of lives lost, but you know, this guy is so bad that the only thing that could get him out of the office in order to save other lives is a pandemic, you know, which is a fucked up way of looking at mm-hmm. it. But,
yeah.
You know, so without the pandemic, you think he clear cut when
he would have been? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely. But we're talking about,
I agree.
200,000 people are dead in the U.S. Mm-hmm. Plus, that's a lot of people that's impacted. That's a lot of potential votes that's gone. A lot of potential family mm-hmm. members.
Yep.
And the fact that he knew about it too. Yep. You know what I'm saying?
So it's a lot of people didn't catch it. So it doesn't help.
And then he catches it.
Yep.
After Don.
And then you saw the thing with the Taliban, right?
With the who?
Did you see this?
No.
The dude from the Taliban came out and says, "We hope Trump wins the election." And at first, when it popped up, I was like, "That's not real." Mm-hmm. And I looked at it on multiple sources, and it's on CBS News now.
Dope.
The dude from the Taliban, one of the heads of the Taliban, mm-hmm. has come out and said, "We hope Trump wins the election because he hopes that he will pull troops." Mm. And when Trump got sick, he was coming out saying that we're praying for him to get better.
Wow.
Yeah.
So now you got some shit where it's like,
yeah,
like this is just conflict of insane interest. To me, right?
Yeah.
So it's like the whole Christian versus Islam thing, and now it's like, okay, so sounds like Allah is a bad motherfucker,
right?
Because Allah kept your president around. It was kind of a joke. I'm not really saying any one religion is better than the other.
The Taliban banana.
What was that?
All I was thinking, as soon as you said Taliban, that song just popped in my head. So I had to get it out.
Y'all gonna fuck Ken up. Y'all fucking Ken up.
What I was gonna say is that we have to look at what they term the October surprise, which happens typically every election dating back to like, I think the 70s. What happened with Hillary was the FBI shit. That fucked her up.
Yeah, it did.
So
the
as
emails,
long as nothing like
emails, yeah.
Yeah, the emails. So if there's nothing like that that happens to Biden, then he should be fine. But
so I'm praying and hoping, Ken, that it doesn't happen. But what if Biden gets COVID? Like, do you think that?
Oh, he's gone.
He's gonna die.
He's dead in 10 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, he's dead. He's gonna die.
But do you think it impacts his presidential candidacy?
Yes, because he'll be dead. He can't run.
Yeah.
It'll be Kamala running by herself.
Mm-hmm. Mm. They'll leave her on the ticket. I think they said they can write in somebody too.
It'll be Kanye and Kamala. It'll be the KK ticket. The KK ticket, boy.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Oh, so, but he's Trump has a big lead.
Yeah.
Over. I think he's leading among moderates. Biden's mm-hmm. leading among moderates. Biden leads among women by significant portions.
Mm-hmm.
And with men, I think it's even 48-48. Sure. So, but all these other little small pockets that Biden can pull from, you know, is how he can win.
Yeah. So. That's why it was smart to pull in Kamala instead mm-hmm. of pulling mm-hmm. in a radical leftist person.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He was going to grab those moderates.
Yep.
It was a smart move.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we kind of called the fact that Biden was going to get a woman.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We knew
that.
Yeah,
I knew.
But right. people thought he was going to get Elizabeth Warren. And I'm mm-hmm. like, no, she's a little bit too left. She's mm-hmm. not far left, but she's a little bit too left.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Him pulling Kamala. I mean, it would have been great if he got AOC, because I really like her. But
yeah.
I don't want to say really like, but I like her more than Kamala.
Ooh, yeah.
But him pulling Kamala made more sense.
Yeah, it was strategic, extremely yeah. strategic. So,
and they are going to resume the coronavirus ads too. So that came out. So they pulled them, and now they're going to reinstate them.
The coronavirus ads.
Yep,
that's what you're saying. They pulled last week.
Mm-hmm. Yep, the ones mm-hmm. that they pulled when he was sick, they're going to reinstate them, which they need to.
Yeah, right. I don't know why yeah. they pulled him when he was sick.
Because
that
a sucker.
Was the perfect time.
Yeah,
because he's a sucker. That's why.
Yeah, was, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He should have made some more. He should have hashtagged yep. "I can't breathe" and showed Trump up there mm-hmm. on stage mm-hmm. trying to fucking mm-hmm. cough.
Yeah, but they got that's the only chance to win. They got to hammer that shit down.
Yeah, I was hearing like an interview or something that Trump was talking, and he sounds horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And then he didn't want to answer no question directly either. It was like, so when's the last time you tested positive? Oh, well, you know, I'm good around the mm-hmm. clock, and the doctor's this, that. And like, he just didn't want to answer that shit.
That's just Trump, though. That is Trump.
The master of deflection.
Mm-hmm. Deflection yep. and diversion. That's his. Yep. That's his best tactic.
Yep.
So are they? I know they were talking about trying to do the debates remote.
Mm-hmm. He didn't want to do.
And then he didn't want to do it.
He's canceled.
So are they? So they're still going to have the face to face debate.
Biden shouldn't do that shit.
Hell no! Because Trump won't try immediately.
Right.
He gonna fling spitballs at him or something.
I thought this one was it though. The
one for this week was the town hall one. Virtual.
Yeah, right, I'm just saying. I thought this was supposed to be a town, and then Trump wanted to do virtual, but Trump didn't want to do virtual.
No, right, yeah. That's what I'm saying. So okay. The next one they're going to do face to face. They're going to do another debate face to face.
If they agree with it,
probably. Biden need to be like, no, I'm not doing that.
And I think Trump should be clear of
who. How you going to get up?
Because it's already been 10 days.
It's been longer than that, actually.
Yeah, but he
old as hell too, though.
Who, Trump or Biden?
But he won't be able to.
I'm sorry.
But he won't be contagious, so he won't be able to spread it. They already saying he's not contagious. I don't believe him.
So that's how that works. So you catch it, you quarantine yourself. You may or may not have it, but after 10 to 14 days, you're no longer contagious.
You're supposed to get tested again.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I don't know if Trump has done that, but you're supposed to get tested again.
He's not answering.
That's the thing.
Being tested. They're not letting people know if he's testing negative.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you.
So he has to have multiple negative tests if I'm Biden.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, 100%.
If I was Biden, I'd be like, nah, not unless you test negative. I'm not rolling up in there with your fucking corona ass.
Right.
Nah,
right.
You already tried to kill me once.
Exactly.
Not doing this again.
Right.
Yep. Because he definitely had that shit.
Yeah, he had it when they did the first debates.
Mm.
He definitely had it. So.
Wow.
All right, so before we go into commentary, Ramil, you say you have evidence now of the groceries.
I do. So my mom just sent me the paperwork. Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? You missed the FIFO, but
I said
that Donald Trump, I said Donald Trump sent groceries to my house. That is, quote unquote, like clickbait or whatever.
A lie.
What actually happened was the groceries came obviously from another source. Like, I don't know the specific source. My mom just sent me the information, but he signed off on it. And on this piece of paper, it says here, "Dear family, as president, safeguarding."
You've been talking the whole time.
You've been talking the whole damn time.
It's not going to make a difference, Ruby.
We still understand you, bro.
I'm about to bust that.
Okay. You're breaking the field, man. You're breaking the field.
"Dear family, as president, safeguarding the health and well-being of our citizens is one of my highest priorities. As part of our response to the coronavirus, I prioritize sending nutritious food from our farmers to families in need throughout America. We are partnering with local organizations, farms, and ranches to ensure that you receive locally sourced fresh fruits and vegetables, as well as dairy and meat products. Over the last 4 weeks, we have delivered 50 million farmers to family food boxes to American families, and we will continue to serve those most in need during this challenging time. As our country reopens, I urge all Americans to continue to adhere to the important precautions set forth in the President's Coronavirus Guidelines for America and by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention regarding how to best protect yourself and your family. And then it just goes into, like, the stuff that you need to do.
So what's the name of the organization?
Hey, man, all that paperwork and no name?
It doesn't say on this piece of paper.
What?
All right, so what this is... Look, I think a lot of Trump get hit up by a lot of people. If it makes him look good, he's going to give the okay. So he may or may not know about this, and he may or may not give them approval to use his name.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, that comes at a cost, but nevertheless, what I'm hearing is that they are trying to find a way to put money in the farmers' pockets because the trade war has been so detrimental to them, the trade war with China, that they are trying to figure out a way to give the money so he can win some votes in the election. So to do that, you partner with local farmers. You give them money in the form of a subsidy or a direct payment. You take these groceries, you send them out to people, and then they, like you and others that are receipted, be like, oh, shit, Trump sent me some groceries in my time of need. Bam, you got my vote. So you hit the farmers. Yeah, yeah, I know. You get the farmers, and then you hit the people that received it. So it's like a double whammy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's my interpretation of what I hear.
It's marketing.
How is he picking families? I don't know anything about your family or whatever, and I'm not going to make any kind of judgment calls there, but I'm sure there are worse off families.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No, I'm sure there are families that are literally starving.
Starving.
Literally starving.
Yeah. Don't know when their next meal
is And don't know when the next meal is going to come, but he's sending it to random, like, what, how are you picking which families are getting this food?
Let me give more background. So the groceries weren't sent directly. Like, my aunt brought them from a farm in Alabama. And, like, she gives us, like, she does do that sometimes. She brings us groceries sometimes. I only brought this up because of the paperwork that came along with these groceries.
Wait, so the organization sent them to your aunt?
I don't know. Yeah, she got them from wherever place it is that they have.
Man, I am so confused with this whole thing. Wait a minute.
We
thought it was sent to you directly.
That's why my mother just explained it to me, everything. So my aunt got these same groceries from a farm in Alabama, which is apparently someplace in Alabama.
We still don't know the organization.
And like all I told y'all was like Trump like signed off on some groceries or appeared to have signed off on some groceries that were sent that appeared at my house. That's all I knew. So
how did your moms feel?
Huh?
How did your moms feel about
she was disgusted. But, I mean, she was just like, I mean, this.
Disgusted.
Like, cause she was like, what type of, like, shit is this? Like, now you're sending groceries, like, kind of like, now you want to do this because you're trying to save face.
But he didn't send the groceries. Your aunt got them from a farm.
No, I'm saying, like, just the fact that, like, he's saying he has something to do with getting these meals out here to people in the millions of America, and that we got them from, like, a place where apparently, like, it was coming from him to another place and gets to other people or something like that. I asked her, I was like, oh, where did they come from? And I was like, she told me like the state. And I was like, I mean, the actual organization or like the actual place.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me not sure, probably various organizations that typically pass out food to those in need.
So is it one of those things where like you can, they say we have groceries here and certain people can come and get them?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah,
it could be.
I've never seen that.
Yeah, I've seen it on like local farmers, like farmers markets or whatever. They'll post things on like Instagram and be like, yo, we have boxes of food that we just can't use. Mm. If you want to come grab it, it's free.
So it might be that whatever organization is handing it out, Trump may have signed off on them being
that's what I'm saying.
And Trump may have dumped some money into that particular farm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that might be like the reason a requirement. Why they're
giving those produce out.
Yeah. Right.
So it's not technically free because the farmers got compensated for it.
It was free to you.
Free to the consumer.
Exactly. Maybe that's what's happening. Yeah. We still don't know, but maybe that's what's happening.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for topics this week. We're jumping to our commentary and then pass the mic segment after this quick break. All right. So we're back. S103793 said, Sophie might be thinking of Italian when she says she's thinking of a language that sounds like Portuguese. I'm fluent in Spanish and proficient in Italian, so Portuguese sounds very similar to both languages.
It does.
And how the hell Rob gonna call me out talking about, well, do you speak Spanish?
It seemed like he asked you that all the time.
I know he was fucked up. I know he was playing, but damn, nigga.
Chief Doomsday. I really and truly enjoy listening to you all talk about culture, politics, and entertainment, but this mailbag episode had me feeling like I'm part of the friend circle. It was truly wonderful hearing you all just be yourselves and let the conversations go where they would go organically. So many great moments. All right. RJ Flowers, Sophie talking about Battle of the Bands. Then later, Mike saying you can't find rabbits in Jamaica because maybe they catch them so quick. And then a bunch of smiley face, laughing face and shit. Mike Check TBR said the craziest shit I've seen white people do. So I worked at Best Buy for BZ, the one in Southfield. And this one old guy came in the store to steal and put all the merchandise in his peg leg.
Hell no. They gonna take this motherfucker.
Yeah, he said he gets stopped at the door and loss prevention tells him to empty his leg. He takes it off and is hopping while pouring.
Empty your leg.
Wow.
Empty your leg, sir.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. Cole Gandara, wow, really humble. You answered my question. Thanks a lot. Been a long time fan. No problem. Earwolf 47, when Ken said that she's bi too, I burst out laughing at work. Looking like a complete idiot. Love the episode. I read that about the... Oh, no wave cap. Did FIFA really say you made my shit pop when talking about Sophie? I am fully deceased. Yeah, that was funny. And then, you know, a lot of people, you know, expressing, you know, support for Rod losing his cap, but he's not here. So, yeah, hopefully I'll get a chance to see him in the comment section. And there was one more I wanted to read, and then we'll jump into... I got Soul 87 said he wanted to learn Jamaican patois, and people saying that it's overlooked, but Function of Human said it's not a language, but anyway,
so it's not an official language. So it's just slang.
That's how I understood it too.
I don't think I knew that.
Kind of in the same way like Ebonics.
Ebonics? Mm. Oh yeah, okay.
Actually, there's a thread about this. So Llama Lagoon said, I honestly don't think patois gets enough credit for how great it is, as well as gula. Apparently, I was wrong about it being a dialect, but here's a really good video that breaks down similarities and difference between patois and standard English. Then Function of Human asked, oh, it's not considered a dialect anymore. And Llama Lagoon replied to saying the video refers to Jamaican patois as a Creole language.
Mm.
That's because a dialect is a different version of one language. So like Jamaican Standard English or Ebonics, Jamaican Patois is not a dialect because it's a mix of languages. Another cool fact was that Jamaican Patois also has different dialects.
Really?
All right.
See, it's interesting.
That's interesting.
Yeah, yeah, for real. I don't know what it is. Either it could be whatever. A dialect, language, I can't understand any of that shit. All right. So those are the comments from last week's mailbag episode. It was a lot of comments on the Trump got the Rona episode, but in the interest of time, I'm not going to read
just
any of those right now. All right, well, let's jump into the Pass the Mic segment where we answer your questions. You can send those to isthemicstillon@gmail.com or DM us on Twitter or Instagram. All right, so let's see here. I don't know why he spaced this out like this, but we're going to roll with it. First of all, me and my best friend, his name is Jan. They're in Germany, so I think it might be like John or something like that.
How are you spelling it?
J-A-N.
Yeah, it could be John.
Are big fans of your podcast, and we just want to thank you for everything. We wish the best, all of you, especially right now. My name is Daniel, and I am a 22-year-old student from Germany. I am very athletic, going to the gym 2 or 3 times and box at the same time, 3 to 4 per week. Okay. I am in good physical shape and have a good style. To be honest, the key problem is I am still a virgin. In school, I haven't been the most popular guy. I never made my first experience with a girl. At school, I started to look better and learn how to talk and flirt with girls. Sometimes I think I can't fuck a pretty girl unless I have a muscular body and a six pack. That's the reason I am training so much. One of my main problems could be that I have too high expectations because I want to fucking hot girl the first time. If I see another girl with a pretty girl, I just think, I am better looking than him, so I must be able to get a pretty girl too. In parentheses, he wrote, I know that's bullshit. When I was a kid, I watched shows like iCarly, Zoe 101, Victorious on Nickelodeon every day. That was a bad influence. I don't know what that is. Because I saw how every hot guy got a hot girlfriend there, and I thought that was realistic, and I could do that too. Some pretty girls already rejected me and did not take me seriously as a man. I'm almost done. I'm studying at home about investments every day to become rich, and I'm just saying to myself, every time you have to wait until you become rich, then pretty girls will surround you. That sounds like some FIFOism right there. Right now, I just have fears to meet a girl alone because I don't know what to do with someone who has much more experience than me. If I talk to hot girls and try to get serious, I begin to panic. I start to shake. And one time, my nose started to bleed.
The fuck are you, 11 from some Stranger Things? What? The fuck wrong with you?
How old is this guy?
Remember the shirt? She did that shit and he broke his arm? What the fuck? Hey man, check and make sure you ain't got a number tattoo somewhere. Your ass might be 13 or 14. Motherfucker. The fuck?
Wait, how old is he?
How old is he?
22.
Yeah. 22.
Oh God.
Hey.
That's a weird way to...
So this man, he said he blamed iCarly, Victorious, and what other show did he say?
Stranger Things.
iCarly, Zoe 101. I don't know.
Did y'all watch them shows?
Too old for that.
No,
man.
He's on here. Oh,
obviously, yeah. They're from our generation.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we watch.
So would that fuck you up though? Like no, trying to get with girls and shit? No, just in general.
No.
Like,
he said no.
He was leaning on my mic. And what did I think? What he said? No.
No.
But you see how Papa's calling out.
That's what I'm saying. You know that? No.
No.
Talking to Liga.
What's
wrong with you?
Trying to disrespect me.
You know what I'm saying?
Your ass just showed up.
Right.
I've been here.
Right.
He said, I've been here.
I just got a brand new bitch.
I just got a pussy, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? And I got a mic.
Right.
You better ask somebody.
Right.
Shit.
I just got a brand new bitch.
Man, you better fucking throw him up on him, Yui. The fuck wrong with you?
I just got a brand new bitch.
I ain't mean no disrespect, bro. I don't want no problems, okay? I know you got a track record out here in these streets, bro. I ain't questioning it, man.
Hey, man.
You know what I'm saying?
But those shows, outside looking in, could you see how that could fuck somebody up?
I could see how it could fuck somebody up because those shows obviously give like an unrealistic expectation of what high school is like. Mm. Like we were watching those shows in like middle school going to high school, and it's like, yeah, bro, you're not going to be – well, I mean, it just depends on who you are. Like, but yeah – well, you're a year younger than us.
Yeah, he's a year younger than us.
But yeah, I can see it giving you an unrealistic expectation of what just high school in general is like and how it's like to get girls. Because it's like, obviously, like, that's not how people talk in real life.
That's understandable.
But in terms of messing up how me personally perceive, like, oh, I don't know. What did he say? Hot guys get hot girls or whatever?
Yeah, like he's getting buff.
He wants
training.
His first time to be with a hot girl.
Yeah. And he thinks that they're attracted to
him. That's why he's buffing up.
Thinking that he has to like smash a hot girl first.
Well, if he likes super sexy, he can
but he can't pull because his nose is bleeding.
Right. So he's got to, no matter how slow you are.
He's got to fix that first. He's got to learn how to just calm the fuck down.
Yeah, get your nerves under control.
100%. It doesn't matter how big your muscles are, your bank account is, if you can't even have a conversation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or, look, here.
Stop taking the steroids, bro.
Yeah.
Like I think even, you know, shit, I've been with my old lady now 10 years. So it's been a while since I've dated, actively dated like that. Mm-hmm. However, even like as an adult, there's times that you still get butterflies no matter how much experience you have. It's a new situation. It's a new girl. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So even when you done, you know, did your due diligence and have a track record of your own, you're still going to have certain feelings that you can't overcome. But that's a good thing, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It keeps you on your toes. You got to learn to kind of accept that fear a little bit and just use it to your advantage. I know that shit sounds fucking cliche as hell. I know it does. But it's practice. And, bro, like, you can't, like, determine, like, if it's a hot girl or not that you, like, are going to get with.
Yeah.
talk to a whole bunch of women and get with the ones that like you for you, not because you're super swole or whatever. Get the, like, be attracted to the ones that like your quirkiness and shit like that, because that's going to be authentic. And then those are going to be the easier ones to have that, those sexual encounters, because then there's not, there's no expect, there's no set expectation.
But she don't want you bleeding on her, bro.
Yeah. Nah, that's
what,
not.
I'll, what I'll say is, like, maybe he's just looking at the wrong type of hot girl, because there's 100 hot girls in every, like, that,
everywhere.
Right, that's
every personality, yeah, every club. I don't know if he said he's in college or not. But
this dude is 22 years old, guys. Yeah. Maybe he's a dick.
True. That too.
I mean, I'm not trying to be mean.
The email,
but
I mean, yeah, it did
he sounds like a dick.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
very superficial.
Very superficial. Yeah. Because when I'm hearing this, yeah, I'm like, why do you want your first time to be with a hot girl so you can
so
brag?
Ego. So it's, yeah, like, so it's ego? Yeah.
Like, hey, guys, this was my... Who cares, man? How about... I agree with... Well, one of y'all, I forget. I think it was you that said, you know, find a girl that likes you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
What is all of this bullshit that you just emailed to grown-ass men?
Mm-hmm. None of that shit makes sense, bro.
None of that shit makes sense. You're 22. Stop giving this motherfucker excuses.
Yeah.
If this guy was 16, I would still think there was an issue, but not as big of an issue. Mm-hmm. You are old enough to vote, drink, and drive. This shit sounds nuts.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're complaining about the fact that you're still a virgin because you haven't found a hot girl to fuck. This is ridiculous.
And you know what? I think he's missing three things. A dad or father figure, a big homie, or a brother. Because those...
You got a homie. Oh, you said big homie.
Yeah, big homie. Older homie. Somebody that can say what we're saying to him in person. Because you say this shit to a grown-ass man with some sense.
I'm looking at you like you're fucking nuts. You,
exactly.
Nigga, what?
Yeah. I might give you the fucking like ghost to Tasha mush. Like,
man, motherfucker, don't you ever say it again.
Now that I'm thinking about it, him like blaming it on TV and stuff, like he does kind of just sound... like lame.
That's what I said. Yeah, you making excuses? Like you gonna blame the TV show?
The TV shit is an excuse, because I understand what he's saying. He's like, all it takes is me being hot and I'm going to get a hot girl.
Nope.
What I'm telling you, guy, is if you're a dick, I mean, I'm a dick, but I'm a dick in a special kind of way.
Are you a special dick?
I'm a special dick.
You sound better than average.
I'm a special kind of dick to wear. If I'm meeting women, that doesn't immediately turn them off. I'm not the best looking guy in the room. I'm not the coolest guy in the room. But I can still talk to a woman and not make a fucking fool of myself.
Yeah. But you know what, though,
which is more valuable.
Which is more valuable than me being some super swole hot dude.
100%. Like, you have personality.
Right.
Once you break the ice of, hey, my name is Mike. What's your name? What do you do? This, that, whatever.
Right.
At that point, the girl is going to like you or not like you based off of...
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. And that's what he's missing. Like, again, I'm not the coolest guy. But shit, I could fucking bang head up to a girl. And she might laugh, and then that breaks the...
Yeah,
he has a problem doing that because he's so concentrated on I'm going to try to get sexy like fucking Idris Elba or some shit.
Yep.
But you ain't got the fucking, you ain't got the, I hate using the word swag because I hate that fucking word.
Yeah, but if,
what's
if
the, what's the, what's juice, an alternate juice, word?
I'm not talking about charisma. Charisma.
Thank you. You're fired.
Hey, Jenna Sequoia for 200. Jenna Sequoia for 200.
Jenna Sequoia. I like that. Perfect. You don't have the Jenna Sequoia that a lot of these dudes have. And that is what's missing. And I guarantee you, I'd be willing to put a paycheck down. He has said some of that. I keep pointing at Ken like it's Ken.
Yeah,
I know, right?
He has said some of that goofy shit around or to
of
women.
Course.
Yeah. Oh,
and if you don't think your reputation has suffered because of that, 100%. You're nuts.
Yeah. You know who this guy is? This guy is the guy that goes either to a house party or to a club or to wherever that there's a gathering where he can get a nice looking girl. And he chills in the corner and wonders why no girl's coming up to him.
Exactly. Because I'm so good looking. Why aren't girls talking to me?
Why am I not getting no girl?
Because you might really be a dick. Mm-hmm. You might really be not a cool guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if a girl walks up that's not your standard, you're probably not nice to her.
Like,
why are you even talking to me?
Like, I'm above you.
Yeah.
And she might go and tell her friends, like,
And that's what I'm saying, bro. What you don't... Well, I'm just saying... No matter what a girl looks like, she has friends that look like whatever. And you're
100%.
Like, you just, first of all, just treat people like decent people.
Exactly.
Don't just be looking like, every time you sit down to have a conversation with a quote unquote hot girl, what you're thinking, like, oh, I'm how can I fuck this girl immediately? Right. That's probably why you're freaking the fuck out and like bleeding and shit. Like, you just need to, if you're a dick, I can't help you. Like, you just need to work on your personality. But if you're just shy or something like that, just work on like just having a normal conversation. Like, when you, I don't know, at the cash register or just in class or at the library or something, just talk normally. Just work on being able to talk without freaking out and just go from there. Just be normal.
Stop treating women like they're a foreign species.
Yeah.
Talk to this woman like she's one of your homies.
Yep. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Don't make her feel like you're treating her this way because you want to fuck.
They can feel that. They and, know.
And yeah, exactly. Happening. Exactly.
And maybe stop talking to girls just because you want to fuck them. Maybe start there.
Yeah. Just, you know, talk.
Just talk.
Stop setting expectations.
Yeah.
Because when you do that, you fuck up yourself.
Definitely.
Because you're not going to meet those expectations. And then you're putting off a vibe. Women really pick up on vibes.
Way more than men.
For sure.
And if your vibe comes off 1% creepy,
yeah, it's out.
That girl is going to give you a side eye, and the moment you open your mouth, it's a wrap.
Right.
So stop having any expectation. Just try to get to know somebody for them.
Yeah.
And then to Huey's point, 100%. If this chick, let's just say because you are hot and you are in the corner and this girl's like, oh my God, like this guy's whatever. Mm-hmm. But let's just say she's not your cup of tea. Be friendly to that person because you don't know the hot girls that may be her friends.
Or just be friendly because it's a nice thing to do. Yeah. Stop being
not even for our alternative motivation. Just because.
I'm not worried about your friends might be hot, so I'm going to be nice to you. Just be nice because maybe she's nice.
100%.
What'd you say, Ken?
You said it better.
Manipulative
than yeah, you said it better.
He had a nipple in his
manipulative.
Oh!
Manipulate.
What?
Nipple in him.
What? He kidnapped somebody? Nipple? Whose nipple did he steal? This man is such a virgin. He's stealing nipples. You really need some help.
But to my point, I was just saying, like, somebody doesn't have to be.
Oh, natural nose plugs.
But somebody doesn't have to be hot or what? Just somebody that you want to fuck for you to talk to them normally. Like
exactly.
every conversation you have with a girl, you don't have to be trying to get something or whatever.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, like, if you were just a normal person, you would understand that just being friendly is good for your reputation.
Exactly.
And just because you may not be interested in this girl that you're talking to physically or whatever, you can be nice to her.
Right. Right.
And you can make friends, and friends have friends. And you mean, oh, well, I am interested in this girl or whatever. Mm-hmm. And based on your reputation, that provides a better avenue to
100% because girls will start recommending girls for you.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. Like that references goes a long
and
way.
Every girl that sits down with you is not trying to fuck you or whatever.
Exactly. So
just relax. Just be a dude. Just be cool. Just be at the party and just.
This man's going to start believing.
He needs to really work on himself. Maybe, and I know it sounds cliche too, but maybe get some therapy so you can learn how to actually like yourself, because it doesn't sound like you do. Because
mm-hmm.
Nothing in that message sounded like he was like, oh,
anything
I'm
about me being charming or funny or nothing like that.
Nothing in that message said, you know, people think of me as a nice person or people mm-hmm. think I'm creative or people think I'm interesting. None of that.
Came out yeah. arrogant.
I have money and right. I have muscles.
Bro.
Tight. I have neither of those things. I'm not a virgin.
Bro, when I'm
right. So who's, right? Who's doing things right?
The formula ain't working.
You know what I'm saying? The formula ain't working, G. Right,
when man. I met my wife, and I'm 36, right? And I've been with her for 10 years now. When I met her, I had no job, and I was living at home with my mama, I had no car.
Hey, man.
And I still got it. Come on, mate.
It's not about that.
Come that's on, miraculous.
For real. Hey, I'm 22. I just got a car. I'm not a virgin either.
Right. Me.
We know. No. You mean, we learned when FIFO tried you.
Just for a motherfucker to be sure.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you want to make sure.
Make sure that motherfucker remembers.
Just so y'all know. In case it wasn't clear.
And I ain't a virgin.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't no motherfucking. Nothing's wrong with being a virgin. Don't get it twisted. There's nothing wrong with being a virgin at 22. There's not.
An excuse.
But yeah, exactly. Yeah. Don't use this bullshit as an excuse.
Uh-huh.
Work on yourself.
Right.
Maybe get some therapy to find out what's going on with why you don't love yourself. Mm-hmm. And then go from there. Work on correcting your rep and just be a nicer person, man.
Because
I'm just saying, spend your money more wisely. I mean, you going to the gym and doing all that shit, bro.
Yeah. Buy some fake abs.
Easy. Like, yeah, just go find a prostitute. something like that, cokehead or whatever.
Bad advice.
Spend that money there.
That's not bad advice, to be honest.
Be solved.
For this guy.
If you're thinking about it, if you're in an area, I don't know if prostitution is legal where did he say he was
Germany.
From?
Germany,
I have no idea.
Oh. Possible.
But if it is, and you're so bent on losing your virginity, maybe this will calm you down afterwards. Yeah. Maybe. So I don't actually think that that's really that bad of advice.
Yeah. It's not horrible.
It's not horrible because I don't look at sex work in the way of like we did 30 years ago.
Nah.
So I mean, if that's the case, then yeah. I'm sure you can say that she was a hot whatever. Yeah.
You could lie.
You can, yeah.
Just lie about the whole situation.
And breaking the seal might make him calm down.
Yeah. I was going to say that. Yeah. Getting just a little bit of experience might get you more calm in those scenarios where now you're not bleeding and shaking.
Because you know what it is? Because, like, you're hyping up your first time, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody here is probably going to lie. Odds are your first time is going to suck. It's going to be bad. You're going to fucking get in there and about 10 seconds later, you're going to be done. You're going to be like, damn, that's it. Yeah, that's it. But that's it. So maybe go ahead and get that out with someone that you're not really interested
right.
in.
Right, right.
And then move on from there.
Yeah. So like my first time, it was interesting because it was more so like you build up this experience and it was just kind of like, oh, this is it. Like, and it wasn't
exactly
a time matter thing because I lasted longer. She even said, I lied to her. I told her I wasn't a virgin because I knew if I told her I was, she wasn't going to give it to me. So I did what I had to do. However,
scumbag.
Huh? No. You say what?
I said scumbag.
To a degree. But I told her right after. She was like, really?
She's like, I knew that. She's like, no shit.
She said she was surprised being my first time that I lasted as long as I did. It wasn't, I was no marathon.
No,
it was a matter of minutes.
She like, I got here at 2:15. We had this conversation at 2:20. Right. I knew your ass was a virgin, bro.
Hey, I wasn't.
He lasted because his ass fell asleep. And he woke up at 3.
Right. Oh, shit.
He's like, oh, shit, I towed up. Did right. Like, motherfucker.
Why I got tissue in my nose?
y'all laughing?
Damn, yo.
Y'all laughing? Oh, I ain't going to say the whole story, but let's just say right after I finished, I was stuck in the closet for about an hour and a half because her mama came home. Oh. So it was a funny story, but.
But that is hilarious.
Right, people's in the closet. Open the door to the closet. Who was in the closet?
But nigga, people in the closet.
Anyway,
that's a fucking crazy story, boy.
All right, well, we're gonna leave it there. We appreciate the question, Daniel. I hope you got some sound advice, brother. So thank you for listening to the show, and everybody else, thank you for listening. We'll catch you guys next time. We out. Peace.